This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sand hills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show, getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
We open our broadcast tonight in Fayetteville with what you may call a raining on the parade. The skies have opened up as we are trying to get ready for first pitch tonight on a Wednesday in downtown Fayetteville. A little rain cell passing by and the crew downstairs trying to get the tarp on the field as quick as possible to make sure we stay able to play baseball this evening. Hello, everybody. Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey. We join you with A rainstorm passing through downtown Fayetteville just moments ago. A little cell developing on top of us. The tarp going out and trying to get it on the diamond so we can play game two of this six-game series between the Woodpeckers and the Columbia Fireflies. We're with you on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and MILB.TV for our audio and video broadcast. Colin, going back to yesterday, the Woodpeckers played their longest game of the year innings-wise and time-wise, almost a four-hour game. But it went 12 innings, first 12-inning game for the Fayetteville's played in since opening day of the 2022 season. And Fayetteville had a couple of opportunities to win that game yesterday. They fell just inches short, and after a two-run top of the 12th, that was enough to give Columbia a 4-3 win in the opener and end a franchise record tying six-game winning streak for the Woodpeckers.
Yeah, it just seems like bad luck has been the name of the game for Fayetteville in extra innings this year. Of course, hurts a little bit less when you're coming off a six-game winning streak. Eventually, that was to come to an end. But they certainly had their opportunities to win that ball game. Jeremy Molero was beyond clutch. One of the best pitching performances by a reliever all season long. Scoreless ninth and tenth innings, giving Fayetteville a chance to walk it off a couple of times. Ultimately, though, same on the other side for Columbia. They got some big-time outings from their arms, able to keep it scoreless up until that 12th inning. And eventually, it was the Fireflies who broke through with a couple of runs in the top half against Ory Carrasco. And in the bottom half, it was Fayetteville had their chance once again. They actually got a run across home. Believe it or not, it was their first run scored in extra innings this season. That's how snake-bitten they have been in those extra frames. Zach Cole comes to play with a chance to win it, potentially with one swing, tying run at second base, ultimately strikes out. So you like that it was a close game to open it up. This is a Columbia staff that does not give up a lot of runs, so that was to be expected. You just want to find ways to scratch across that winning run in those late innings, but it's still early enough in the season where you know eventually Fayetteville is going to break through in extra innings, win one of those games, and the good news is they have a chance to, hopefully, depending on what the weather shapes up to be, a chance to get revenge and pull even with their series against the Fireflies.
Well, this is a very small rain cell that is passing over us right now in downtown Fayetteville. Nothing major behind it when you look at the radar. So we're hoping this is no more than really a 20-minute or so delay to our first pitch time of 7:05. Hopefully we can get going close to the 7:30 mark. But the tarp is on the field, making sure the field is good to go. And fortunately, our crew, hardworking front office field crew, able to get it on quickly before the field took on too much water. All these players have pretty much warmed up, and they're waiting in the dugout right underneath the overhang to await this passing rain shower. And we'll get game two underway in hopefully the next hour or so. Quick look at the Carolina League standings as we join you on this June 4th. And for the Woodpeckers, they've been playing a winning baseball as of recent. They've gone 6-4 over their last 10 games. They are mathematically now out, though, of the first half title race. 9 games back with 8 to play. The first half will come to a close next Thursday on the road in Charleston. That's June 22nd. And there's really two teams in the South right now that are fighting for a first half title. Kannapolis is still on the outside looking in. They have a chance, three games out of first place. But right now, it's a two-horse race between the first-place Myrtle Beach Pelicans at 34-24 and these Columbia Fireflies, who are 33-25, one game out of first place. Their win yesterday came the same day that the Pelicans lost a ball game, and so they gain a game on Myrtle Beach, and every game important right now for the Columbia Fireflies. The fourth-place team is Augusta at 29-30. Fayetteville at 25-33 coming into today, and Charleston at 23-35, 11 games out. In the North Division, the Down East Wood Ducks are close to clinching the North Division. Carolina has gone on an 8-game losing skid. The Mudcats dropped, of course, 6 of 7 last week to the Woodpeckers, and now they've lost 8 in a row. So they're 5 games out with 8 to play, just about dashed. In Fredericksburg, 6.5 back. Delmarva in 4th, Lynchburg and Salem, those 3 clubs have all been eliminated. So a couple more wins now, and Down East, their magic number currently 3 with 8 to play. The wind and the rain are still coming down here in downtown Fayetteville as we have entered a weather delay to our first pitch tonight. But again, seems to be just a short passing rain cell that will hopefully get out of here in a short time. But the tarp is on the field, and we will await news on first pitch here in Game 2 on MILB.TV and FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com. The pitching matchup tonight features right-hander Ben Cadorna and right-hander Amilcar Chirinos of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Cadorna, the number one pitching prospect in the Royals system, and he will square off against Chirinos, the number one prospect, or excuse me, the international arm for the Woodpeckers. We'll give you more on that on the other side of this break on the pregame show right here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
DJ Manny, fresh, yeah, fresh, fresh. Go DJ, that's my DJ. Go DJ, that's my DJ. Go DJ.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers. With over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s, discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers' 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Welcome back, everybody, into the Woodpeckers broadcast booth in a damp Segra Stadium. A passing rain cell just dunked on us as we tried to get ready for first pitch at 7:05 tonight between the Woodpeckers and the Fireflies, game two of this six-game series. So we have entered a weather delay, but you can already see some blue skies in the distance, and we're hoping that after the last of this rain rolls on through, we will be ready to go closer to 7:30 mark tonight. And we got a good pitching matchup for you. And right-hander Ben Cadorna for the Fireflies, the number one pitching prospect for the Royals, 4-3 with a 3.94 ERA. Alongside right-hander Amilcar Chirinos, pitching for the first time since a couple of weeks ago in Kannapolis, 0-1 with a 5.19 ERA for the international signing by the Astros out of Venezuela. Colin Casey, Andrew Chapman alongside. We'll be ready to call the action for you then. In the meantime, we will let you listen in around the Astros affiliate system. The Asheville Tourists, high A affiliate of the Stros, just underway down the road in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And we will go ahead and bring you that coverage now with the voice of the Tourist, Doug Maurer, on the road. Enjoy.
First pitch, fastball in for a called strike. Schiappelli has hit four home runs. He has nine doubles and three triples to go along with 32 runs batted in. 0-1 pitch is grounded off the catcher, Colin Price, foul for strike two. Now, Schiappelli's not a very big guy. He's only 5'8". 21 years old from Cuba. That's from the left side, count 0-2. DJ Gladney, the DH, is in the on-deck circle. Pitch is fouled back. Cleanup man for the dash, right fielder Wilfred Veras. Michael Turner, the catcher, bats fifth. Sean Gusenberg, first baseman, hits sixth. Adding seventh and playing third base for Winston-Salem, it's Wes Kath. Taishi Nakawaki, the shortstop, hits eighth, and Cabrera Weaver, Winston-Salem's left fielder, rounds out the starting nine. 0-2, breaking ball down and in. Schiappelli does not chase. But Nor still in control. One ball, two strikes. No score. We're in the bottom of the first inning. One out. Wind is blowing out tonight towards left center field as Schiappelli watches strike three. Fastball right there on the inner third. And Nor has his first strikeout. And we may say that a few times tonight with Nor. He has been a strikeout machine. We'll get to his numbers in just a minute. Quickly, the Asheville defensive alignment with two down and the bases empty, and Gladney stepping to the plate. It's Kobe Cotto in left, Michael Sandel in center, Ryan Clifford is in right. First pitch is high to Gladney. Tim Borden at third, Frutus Nova's at short, Rolando Espinosa at second. Freddie Guillamo at first, and the catcher is Colin Price. This is just Guillamo's second game of the year with Asheville, and it's only Espinosa's fourth as Gladney hits a fly ball into shallow left. Good jump by Kobe Cotto. He comes running in, makes a chest-high grab, and the side is retired. So if Guillamo and Espinosa's names don't sound familiar, well, neither one has played at McCormick Field, and they are very new to the Tourists. But what's not due is Michael Nor. Throwing a good inning. He just had one, and we are scoreless after one. Top of the second is next.
Philip Price has committed himself to providing quality, affordable legal services to the people of Buncombe and surrounding counties. A proud supporter of the Asheville Tourists, Philip prides himself in his approachable business policies, taking the time to speak with every client personally. Philip would be honored to help you buy, sell, or refinance your home or property. Call Philip Price Law at 828-633-2374. Philip Price Law, Asheville's real estate closing attorney.
Tired of getting the runaround from your bank? Do you feel like you're just another number? Then say goodbye to your bank and all their high fees and join Telco Community Credit Union. Stop by your local branch and experience the credit union difference. Telco, where members matter.
Inspired by the inclusive and artistic community of Asheville, Wicked Weed was born from the desire to create. Initially specializing in West Coast-style IPAs and Belgian-style sour ales, Wicked Weed's portfolio has grown exponentially, offering a variety of styles while maintaining focus on quality and innovation. Pernicious IPA is your leadoff hitter for smooth refreshment, or hit for the cycle with Wicked Weed's robust selection of IPAs. Whatever you decide, swing for Wicked Weed on your next pitch.
One inning in the books, both starting pitchers off to a good start. Jonathan Cannon, the former Georgia Bulldog for Winston-Salem, and Asheville's Michael Knorr, the former Coastal Carolina Chanticleer, both selected in the third round of the draft. And now Michael Sandel is going to step to the box for the Tourists. Sandel hitting in the cleanup spot. First pitch, he swings and hits it deep but foul down the left field side for strike one. Cannon, the 0-1 delivery, and Sandel fists it foul right side. No balls, two strikes. Michael was on base three times yesterday. Had a single, a walk, and was hit by a pitch. 0-2 runs outside. Michael Sandel, the former South Alabama Jaguar. 10th round pick in 2021. So 1-2 pitch, check swing, tapper. It ends up foul near the on-deck circle. This is the fourth game this season. Michael Sandel has hit in the cleanup spot. He's been all over the Asheville order. Very versatile guy. Certainly like when he leads off innings. So the 1-2 pitch is down. Two balls, two strikes. Sandel tends to work the count. Doesn't watch a whole lot of strikes. As a pitcher, you know that you really have to execute. Here's the 2-2. And it's going to be a called strike three. That was the cutter from Cannon. It was on the outside corner, came in at 92. A little different than the 96-mile-an-hour fastball. And I think Sandel saw the movement, figured it was the slider, but the ball didn't break a whole lot, and it stayed in the strike zone. That's three strikeouts for Cannon. Now Price, first pitch swinging, fouls it back to the net. Now, even at this level, you don't see, 95, 96 every day. It's Price fouls cutter off right side for strike two. So when you do see it, sometimes it takes a little time to adjust. Nothing, nothing. We're in the top of the second inning. Cannon's pitch, slider, and Price swings and lifts it foul. Left side, this one will reach the seats. Collin a little bit out front. Still 0-2. Price wears number 18 for the Tourists. Asheville in their alternate navy blue uniforms, navy blue jersey tops with the gray pants. Tourist scripted across the chest in the Biltmore jade. It's a ball hit well by Price. Left field, it's deep. Collin may have enough. You bet he does. Get out of here. Collin Price's third home run of the season, and it gives the Tourists a 1-0 lead. That came on an 0-2 pitch, and Price able to elevate it. Ball will carry to left field in this park. Well, Price gets a big hand as he heads to the dugout. Kobe Cotto will step to the dish. I was talking with Colin a little bit during batting practice. It was after he had taken his swing, so he was just kind of hanging out in the dugout. And I asked him if he remembered Jonathan Cannon from when the tourists faced him at McCormick Field. He says, oh, yeah, I remember him. He pitched two games against us. So clearly Colin Price was doing a little bit of video study before the game today, going back to his at-bats against Cannon. Here's the ball swung on and grounded by Cotto back up the middle. Nakawaki ranging to his left in the dash shortstop. Able to scoop it near second base and throw out Cotto. Two down. Here is Frutus Nova. The Winston-Salem Dash are sporting their home white uniforms. It's a white pinstripe jersey, white jersey top, white pants. The WS logo in purple on the left side of the chest with purple numbers on the backs of the home white unis, and they are in all black caps with the white WS on the front panel. First pitch to Nova was a fastball outside. The 1-0 is there on the corner for strike one. One pitch. Nova fouls it out of play right side. Frutus was on the injured list for close to a month. Since coming off the IL, he is 0-for-6, but he has worked a couple of walks. 1-2 pitch. He waves and misses at a ball in the dirt. That was nowhere near the strike zone. And Nova and the Taurus are done in the second, but Colin Price gives Asheville a 1-0 lead with a home run over the left field wall. See if I can track down the Rocket Fizz home run distance during the break. It's the Taurus 1 and the Dash nothing. We move to the bottom of the second next.
Highwire Brewing's locally crafted beer is now available in 16-ounce six-packs for all year-round and seasonal varieties. Available at grocery stores and bottle shops throughout Western North Carolina or at one of their three Asheville tap rooms. Visit Highwire's taps in the concession area of the ballpark for an ice-cold pint.
Hello, my name is Brutus, and I'm here to tell you what I love about Ingles Supermarkets. Their superb selection of delicious dog food, treats, and toys is simply marvelous.
Brutus!
Oh, do excuse me. It's time for my belly scratching.
You know what I love about Ingles?
The great service.
Well, yeah.
The low prices?
Yeah.
Okay, what, honey?
They put those free cookies out for you at the bakery.
Those are for kids. Ingles. Get the advantage.
Why go to a big bank when you can join a credit union? Telco has everything the big banks offer and more. Whether you're looking for an auto loan or a mortgage, we'll give you the personalized service you deserve. Telco, where members matter.
When it's time to spruce up your vehicle, do what the tourists do. Take it to Chammy's Car Wash and Oil Change. Chammy's also offers Jiffy Lube Signature Oil Changes with 50% off your third visit. Go to their website, chammyscarwash.com, for coupons and more information. Chammy's Car Wash and Oil Change on Hendersonville Road. Give them a call at 277-9767. That's Chammy's Car Wash and Oil Change on Hendersonville Road. Call them at 277-9767.
Wilfred Varus leading off for Winston-Salem in the bottom of the second inning. Asheville 1 and the hometown Dash nothing. First pitch from Michael Knorr is upstairs for ball one. Hey fans, time to check out the Rocket Fizz home run distance on Colin Price's solo homer in the top of the second inning. That Rocket home run traveled 377 feet. Rocket Fizz, soda pop and candy shop. It's locally owned and operated with over 500 sodas and 15,000 pieces of candy. 1-0 pitch cut on and missed. Varus takes up and in. Count now 2-1. To the Winston-Salem cleanup hitter. Varus, one of the best hitters in the league. It's a .313 batting average, and he swings and hits a ground ball to third. What a nice pick on the short hop by Borden, as he also had to move to his left. Throws to first. It's a good one, and Varus is retired. Well, even though it was weak contact, nothing easy about that chopper to third. Tim Borden had a decision to make. Does he back up a few steps and move to his left, try and field it on a friendly hop, or does he charge the baseball and pick it on a short hop? Either one's going to be difficult, and Borden chose the latter. And once he was able to glove it, had plenty of time to make the good throw to first base. So Varus retired. Now Turner, who has the batting average up to 309. He's hitting over 400 in his last 10 games, including a 2-for-4 day yesterday. He's ahead in the count 2-0. Look at the top 10 hitters in the league. Wilfred Varus, who just grounded out, he's at number 4. And Turner, who is at the plate, checks in at number 8 as far as the league's best batting average is concerned. And Junior Caminero is still in the top spot. Now, Caminero will not be there much longer because he's no longer in the league. And once his number of plate appearances becomes too small, he will no longer qualify. Turner fouls this pitch back. It's 2 balls, 2 strikes on the Winston-Salem catcher. Jackson Holliday of Aberdeen will take over the top spot. He's at 321. And then a familiar name is currently in third, Sungshi Cheng of Greensboro. He's hitting at 315. 2-2 from Knorr. Swung on and grounded back up the middle. Knorr knocks it down with the glove and then picks it up. Underhand flips it over to first. Quick reaction by Michael Knorr. And with two down and the base is empty, here comes the Goose, Sean Gusenberg. First pitch to Gusenberg is high, former Northwestern Wildcat. He's a first baseman, but guy's on pace to steal 40 bases this year. You don't see that from many first basemen. 1-0 pitch in for a strike. And he's had a nice bounce back year, Gusenberg has. He missed a ton of time last year with injuries. Knorr, the 1-1. And it's down and away. Let's talk a little bit about Asheville starting pitcher, Michael Knorr. He deserves it. 0-3 record. He began the year with Fayetteville, earned himself a promotion up here to Asheville, and this is his fifth start. 2-1 pitch, Gusenberg hits a fly ball into center, and we're going to have to get to Knorr a little bit later on. Michael Sandel camps underneath it. 2 shutout innings for Knorr, and don't worry, we'll put a pin in it and go back to Michael. As the Taurus lead it 1-0, Asheville back at the plate. Top of the third is next.
From the ceremonial first pitch to the seventh inning stretch, baseball is rooted in tradition. Just like the lineup of Ford SUVs, a tradition of excellence that shaped the power, performance, and technology that helped make the Ford Expedition and Ford Explorer SUVs fan favorites year after year. Visit your Carolina Ford dealer today for great offers on a new Expedition or Explorer. Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change. See your dealer for current information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
During baseball season or any time of the year, the historic Grove Arcade has a winning lineup of dining, shopping, and essentials. You'll be on top of your game with our exciting mix of nearly 40 locally owned businesses, all under one roof in the heart of downtown Asheville. There's even an outdoor artist market just outside the beautiful building for everyone to enjoy. Visit the Grove Arcade any day of the week for an experience that, like the tourists, is uniquely Asheville.
Top of the third inning, Freddie Guillamo will lead things off against Jonathan Cannon. Guillamo played in only one game last week against Aberdeen. He was the DH. He's starting at first base today, and he's actually a catcher. Guillamo was assigned to the Asheville roster from the Florida Complex League when Miguel Palma was placed on the IL at the beginning of last week. Took a first pitch strike from Cannon. The 0-1 is outside. The count now 1-1. Freddie appeared in 55 games with Fayetteville last year. He only hit 120 with five home runs and didn't make Fayetteville out of spring training this year. 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed. Counts now 1-2. But still in the Astros system, and a guy that, you know, could provide some depth to this Torres lineup. Tough matchup here against Cannon. 1-2 pitch is outside, and it's 2-2. It'll be Guillermo, Espinosa, and Melton. 9-1. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and Guillermo swings and hits broken bat roller to second. Schiappelli up with it, throw to first, pretty close play. It's a good hustle by Guillermo, but Freddie is retired. So one down for Espinosa. And this is another guy I haven't really talked about much. He is playing in just his fourth game with the Taurus. Like Guillermo, he was added to the roster right at the start of the road trip. He is 1-for-10 with five strikeouts, and he swings the first pitch and hits it well into right field. This one has some carry. Varus going back. Varus to the track, and Rolando Espinosa, get out of here! An opposite field solo home run on the first pitch he sees from Cannon, and it's 2-0 tourists. Well, Espinosa didn't even give me time to talk about him.
Next, designated hitter, number 38, Jacob.
Last year, he played in 33 games with Fayetteville. He hit 194 and did not hit any home runs. But he did have 10 steals. He's a big base stealer. And this guy, Espinosa, you know, he's making his Taurus debut this year, playing in just his fourth game. But he's been all over the Astros system. Last year, he was in the Florida Complex League, Fayetteville, Corpus Christi, and Sugarland. 1-0 pitch is up and away. Two balls, no strikes. This year, he has played in Fayetteville, Corpus Christi, Sugarland, and now Asheville. So he's had eight different stops over his last 2 years. As Melton takes ball three outside. Now 3-0. Jacob's going to have a green light here. Now the 3-0 pitch, Melton swings and fouls it straight back. A couple of solo home runs by the Taurus off of Jonathan Cannon. One by Colin Price, one by Rolando Espinosa. The Taurus have a 2-0 lead, the second straight game. So 3-1 pitch, and Melton drives it down the left field line. Long run for Weaver. That's going to get down, but it's going to be foul. Maybe by a foot, very close. I thought Melton was looking at extra bases. Weaver, I knew he wasn't going to get there, but the ball was hit right up the line. So Melton will head back to the box, counts 3-2. Now Cannon's payoff pitch, and it's called strike three. Melton thought it was ball four. He had dropped his bat and was getting ready to head to first. But remember, Cannon, he doesn't walk many batters. So even though Melton was ahead in the count there 3-0, Cannon, no problem throwing him three straight in the zone. And if you're going to work a walk off of Cannon, it might take, you know, fouling some two-strike pitches off. So two away for Tim Borden. And Tim takes a cutter on the outer third for strike one. Rolando Espinosa in his first home run in a Taurus uniform. He is out of Ciego de Avila in Cuba. Here's the 1-1 pitch. And Borden swings and rips one fair up the third base line. Pass the diving West Calf. Weaver over there to cut it off near the line, and Tim will stop it first. But it's a two-out single for the Jeffersonville, Indiana native. I say Jeffersonville. It's really Clarksville, but it's close enough to Jeffersonville. And the inning continues for Clifford. First pitch to Ryan is up and away. Last year, Espinosa hit six home runs in the Florida Complex League in 45 games. But he didn't have any home runs in low A, double A, or triple A. And then this year, played in 33 games with Fayetteville, didn't have any home runs. Four games in double A, two games in triple A. So this is his first home run of the 2023 season. And it's his first home run outside of the Florida Complex League. Counts 3-0 on Clifford, second batter that Cannon has fallen way behind. And just like Melton, Clifford with the green light, swings at the 3-0 pitch. But came up empty, 3-1. Ryan was 0 for 4 yesterday. We have not seen that too much from Clifford as of late. He's been a little streaky, and you kind of expect that. He's only 19. When he's on, he is really tough, and he takes down and in ball four. So Borden heads to second. Clifford to first, and the Taurus have two on with two outs for Michael Sandel. Asheville leading 2-0. And Mike Knorr receiving a nice extended break in the dugout. Got a mound visit here from the catcher, Michael Turner. First pitch to Sandel. Slider in for a strike. Cannon to the plate. And Sandel pops this one up. First base side. Gusenberg in foul territory is going to have room. He'll make the catch. And the inning is over. But Rolando Espinosa, with his first home run of the season, gives the Taurus a 2-0 lead. Move to the bottom of the third. That's next.
Baseball at McCormick Field. Bring the whole family and discover new reasons to go.
We go for the long ball.
Get information on the web at theashevilletourist.com.
We go for the strikeouts.
You can even get tickets there, as well as stats for your favorite players and the all-important schedule.
We go for the fun.
Be in the stands and cheer for your Asheville Tourist with friends, family, business associates.
We go for the food.
Just bring a crowd and enjoy the action.
We go for the memories.
Serving both Buncombe and Henderson County, State Farm agent Tabitha Hamlin is your local source for all of your insurance necessities. Tabitha will assist you with your auto, homeowners, renters, business, life, and health insurance needs. File a claim directly with Tabitha at WNCinsurance.org or give her a call at 828-676-2264. Like a good neighbor, Tabitha Hamblin of State Farm is there.
Acropolis Pizza has been serving Asheville and surrounding communities for more than 25 years. In addition to full-service catering, we offer gourmet pizza, savory pasta, Chicago-style gyros, toasted subs, and our famous Greek salads. Don't forget to try a gelato after your meal. Visit the South Asheville location off Airport Road or check out the cafe at the Asheville Outlets. Acropolis Pizza, where the locals and tourists eat.
Friday Night Lights isn't just football. It's your chance to come out to McCormick Field for Tourist Dollar Dog Friday home games presented by Blossom Gas. And Fridays only, you can take advantage of a $1 hot dog all game long. The sky will light up with the post-game fireworks show following every Tourist Friday night home game. Be sure to check the promotion schedule online or call a Tourist front office member to reserve your Friday night seat to the ballpark. It's Dollar Dog Fridays at Asheville Tourist Games all summer long.
One pitch, one out for Mike Knorr.
Here in the bottom of the third inning, Wes Kath hit a lazy ground ball over to first. Freddie Guillamo gloved it clean and took it to the bag himself. So with one away, Taishi Nakawaki will head to the plate. Right-handed hitting shortstop. Takes high from Knorr. Four ball, one. Torres, two runs, three hits, no errors. The dash, no runs, no hits, no errors. Our Blue Ridge Power scoreboard update. Slider in for a strike from Knorr. Counts one and one. I think Knorr's done a nice job so far in this game mixing the fastball and the slider. He has a curve. He also has a changeup, but he's keeping them in his back pocket. 1-1. Back to the slider and another called strike. One and two. Like when pitchers can do that, you save that third or fourth pitch for the second time through the order. Way hitters can't sit there and time it. There's a slider swung on and missed by Nakawaki. Second strikeout for Knorr. And he set that up beautifully. Back-to-back sliders in the strike zone, both called strikes. And then he goes down and away with the wipeout slider. Nakawaki unable to lay off. Two down. First pitch to Cabrera Weaver is lined into center field. And how about Michael Sandel? Full extension diving catch ends the inning. Sandel loses his hat in the process, but you can see the smile on his face from here as he goes jogging with pace towards the dugout. He's pointing. He's pointing in the stands. What a play by Sandel. And he gets a big high five from Knorr and the rest of his teammates. Quick inning for Mike Knorr. Nine up, nine down. We go to the fourth. Torres 2, dash nothing.
For Ingles, supporting our hometown is who we are. From local farmers and businesses to your local teams and local charities. So look for us around home plate or find us where plates need filling. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sand hills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show, getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
have emerged from the wind and the rain, and now we're ready to play some baseball. The field in good shape, and it's time for game two of six. The Woodpeckers and the Fireflies on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB first pitch out, Bally Live and MILB.TV. Hello, everybody, and welcome inside the home radio booth. I'm Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey, your play-by-play voices, and we are glad to be with you. Thanks for your patience tonight as we get ready to play ball in about 5 minutes here. The Woodpeckers coming off a loss yesterday in 12 innings. It was a 4-3 final, Colin, where the pitching staff was able to strike out 20. That was the second most strikeouts in a game this year. But the Woodpeckers just haven't been lucky in extras this year. 0-6 now in extra innings. What gives? That's odd.
Yeah, it's tough to see that, especially with the scoring they struggled with, the scoring troubles they had in extra innings up until yesterday. They finally broke through with their first run in extra innings all series long. Unfortunately, Columbia scored two in the top half of that 12th inning to end up taking the game 4-3. But yeah, the pitching, on the other hand, in extras was outstanding. We saw Jeremy Molero with a couple of clutch outs in the ninth and the tenth. Saw him coming off the mound stomping with a lot of energy. Unfortunately, that energy just didn't result in a walk-off hit for Fayetteville. There were instances where they came close. Narve Cruz had a single to center. Runner was forced to hold at third, and Machandi ended up getting thrown out in the following at-bat. Yeah. So it's just been a mix of tough breaks and tough execution down the stretch. Maybe guys pressing a little bit because they badly want that first extra inning victory, but they'll probably have plenty of other chances the rest of the way. Right now, the main focus has to be doing what they did a week ago after an extra inning loss in Zebulon. They went on to rattle off six straight victories against the Carolina Mudcats. Can they do the same at home against a Columbia Fireflies team that has some of the best pitching in all of minor league baseball?
And tonight, they will roll out their top prospect in their minor league system, right-hander Ben Cadorna. He is 4-3 with a 3.94 ERA. Right-hander Amilcar Chirinos, 0-1 with a 5.19. The Venezuelan getting ready to take on Cadorna, who is the number one pitching prospect, as mentioned, just at 19 years old, selected in the second round last year, top 50 pick for Kansas City. And he gets the start here in Fayetteville, the first ever series that the Columbia Fireflies have played in downtown Fayetteville, a former member of the South Atlantic League, now in the Carolina League. And as we detailed for you right near the top of the rain delay and the top of our broadcast, the Woodpeckers have been eliminated from first half contention, but this is a very important game and very important upcoming week for Columbia, who are just one game back of the South Division lead. One game back of the Myrtle Beach Pelicans at 34-24. Columbia is 33-25. They won yesterday in 12 while Myrtle Beach lost, and the race getting as tight as can be down the final eight games of the first half, which will come to a close next Thursday on June 22nd. The Woodpeckers are being introduced after a brief 30-minute rain delay and another light warm-up. Everybody is ready to go. The Columbia Fireflies will come to bat shortly. The Woodpeckers in those Black Ops uniforms have been introduced. They empty out of the dugouts, a line along the lines, and we will send you down to field level for the singing of the national anthem. Game 2 of 6 comes up next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Performing the national anthem this evening, please welcome Senior Miss Lumby, Sharon Burnett.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, oh, the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the that our our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave? Oh, the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Let's hear it for Senior Miss Lumbee, Sharon Burnett. Let's go down to the diamond. Woodpeckers baseball starts now.
Journey throws it deep left field. This ball's way back there. Tie game. Three run home run. Line drive out to left field. Long run. It gets down. It hops off the wall. Rounding third. That ball's in the bullpen. This game is over.
This will clear the bases. Whitaker going into third. He has driven home all three.
Line drive out into right field. Mantueta looking up. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. A two-run walk-off home run. And that pitch is called strike three. They have done it. The second combined no-hitter in Woodpeckers franchise history.
Woodpeckers baseball is live wherever you are. Tonight, we are in downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina for game two of six between the Woodpeckers and the Fireflies, the single-A affiliates of the Houston Astros and the Kansas City Royals. Hello again, everybody, and welcome inside the Woodpeckers broadcast booth. Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey. Glad to have you aboard once again. Thanks for making us a part of your Wednesday night plans. Woodpeckers and Fireflies went 12 innings yesterday, longest game innings-wise and time-wise this season for Fayetteville, and now they return to the diamond after about a half-hour rain delay. A little rain cell cruising by Segres Stadium on our regularly scheduled first pitch. So now Emil Carcherinos gets ready to go here at 7:50 p.m. The right-hander rocks, kicks, and fires. First pitch of the night is out, and the Columbia leadoff hitter Gene Ramirez takes strike one. Again, it's 7:49, the official first start time here in Fayetteville today. A little humid out now after the rain pours down, and it's 78 degrees, still cloudy. And it was pretty windy during the day. Some of that heavy wind and those gusts have dissipated, but still a slight breeze out in the left field. Gene Ramirez in a nothing and two count. The next pitch misses up and outside at 94 miles an hour. And it is 2-1 and 2. Emil Carcherinos comes in making his first appearance since June 1st. He didn't pitch last week on the road in Zebulon against the Mudcats. Strikes out Ramirez. High fastball got him. One out to begin the night. And Emil Carcherinos sets down Ramirez, brings up Omar Hernandez. Daniel Vasquez will bat third. The middle three for Columbia are Brett Squires, Austin Charles, and Lisandro Rodriguez. And the 7 through 9 are Eric Pena, Dionmi Salón, and Layton, that is Royer Layton. Now the right-handed hitter, Omar Hernandez. And the first pitch to him misses down and outside. It is 1-0. The Fireflies are led by Tony Pena Jr. The hitting coach is Ari Audit. And the pitching coach is John Habian. And the next pitch to Hernandez is outside. And now the 2-0 pitch is down and inside. Three balls and no strikes on Hernandez. Columbia a game back in the South Division. And they're trailing the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. The Pelicans tonight in the Carolina League have a delayed start. They've got some rain in the area. And a pitch inside. And that scoots Hernandez off the plate. So a four-pitch walk puts him aboard after the strikeout. Daniel Vasquez coming up to the plate. And, Colin, let's look around the Fayetteville defense tonight.
Orlan Mashandi, who came on as a pinch runner in extra innings, he's out in left field. Zach Cole, the center fielder. Frank Perez sees his first action. He was actually a defensive replacement yesterday, so first start of the series in right. Jackson Lofton at third. Leo's Danny Molina at short. Dari Lorenzo at second. Ricardo Below at first. And John Garcia does the catching for Chirinos.
First pitch fastball misses up and outside, and it is 1-0 on Daniel Vasquez. 263 hitter with one home run and 26 RBIs. Vasquez puts that right foot all the way back in the box. Against the 94-mile-per-hour fastball, wants enough time to catch up. Chirinos goes off speed, though, and lands a slider in there at 83. One ball, one strike. Vasquez sitting on 49 hits. He went hitless yesterday in the series opener. Reached twice, though, with walks and also scored a run. Here's the 1-1 with the runner on the move. Garcia loses it on the transfer. Has to hustle all the way to the backstop to retrieve. And Hernandez down to second base. Clean stolen bag. These Fireflies will run a lot. The most stolen bases across the entire Carolina League circuit.
Good to see the velocity, though, from Chirinos to start this ball game. Fastball right in the mid-90s, especially for a guy that missed his last time through the rotation.
Yep, he's well-rested, hasn't pitched in almost 2 weeks as a fly ball is put off to the right, and it's foul. So 1-2 on Daniel Vasquez. Chirinos making his fourth appearance for Fayetteville since his call-up from the Dominican Summer League. He skipped the Florida Complex League entirely. Now a ground ball pulled over to short. Molina the pickup, going to go to third, and Lofton drops the tag in time. Omar Hernandez breaking on first contact. And Leo Molina with a heads-up play to get that leading runner. Accurate throw right to the chest of Lofton, and the tag beat him by about a foot.
I knew that looked familiar, Chappie. Remember, it was Hernandez yesterday in the 12th inning that went immediately on contact, and it worked out for him. However, this ball hit a lot sharper. Molina instantly turns, throws it to Lofton, and that tag was waiting for Hernandez.
Now Brett Squires, the lefty, taking strike one. And it's nothing and one on Squires. 95-mile-per-hour fastball that time from Chirinos. The shortstop Molina now towards the middle, and Lofton playing deep along the shortstop side of the infield, well off of that third baseline. Here's the pitch home, and it's down and outside. The Woodpeckers are in the blackout uniforms today. The Black Ops, the black hat with the shadow camo bill. The Woodpeckers in white across the chest, a shadow camo sleeve pattern as well with the black uniform and a black pant. The 1-1 to Squires as he squares to bunt and shoots it into the screen. A foul ball. That gets the count to 1-2. Columbia is on wearing the grays today. Gray uniform top with a navy blue sleeve. Kansas City Royals logo embroidered on the left sleeve. Columbia in a white across the chest outlined in that highlighter green. A navy blue belt and a gray pant with a navy pinstripe down the side of the leg. And black batting helmets for the Columbia hitters. Runner on the move. The 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed. That's the final out of the inning. Garcia uncorked the throw, but no need. Amilcar Chirinos strikes out a couple and a scoreless opening inning. And the Woodpeckers are coming to bat next for the first time. Cole Lofton, Cruz lead it off. We have the rest of the starting lineup as well when we return to Segra Stadium.
Bunker! Bunker's entrance is brought to you by Cumberland Tractor Kubota of Fayetteville. Visit their location at 1530 Middle River Loop, right here in Fayetteville for a variety of services and Kubota equipment. Fans, let's hear a Wagon Wednesday hello for Bunker! Fans, do you want free tacos? Well, here's your chance. If the Woodpeckers score 6 runs tonight, all fans in attendance will win a free taco from El Cazador. If the magic number hits, fans will receive a coupon on their way out tonight. Coupons are redeemable at any of their locations here in Fayetteville. Say, we want tacos with me on three. 1, 2, 3. We'll be right back. On the mound for the Fireflies, number 29, Ben Kuzerna. Leading off the bottom of the first inning for the Woodpeckers, this center fielder, number 6, Zach Cole.
Welcome back to Sagra Stadium. We are just underway, and we begin the bottom of the first inning. Emil Carterinos puts up a scoreless top half, and now Ben Kuzerna, the number one prospect for the Kansas City Royals on the pitching end, throws, and Cole whacks one deep out into center field. Lunge by the center fielder, Pena, and it's off of his glove. All the way to the base of the wall. Cole chugging around second, down into third, leadoff triple. Rips it up the middle, a high fly that kept on carrying. Pena on the dead sprint, almost out to the spot. Last second lunge over his left shoulder, and it clipped just off of the mitt. And Cole down to third, his third triple of the year. He takes the team lead.
And not only that, it hit off of Pena's glove and bounded away. As he tried to track it down, he slipped a little bit. That warning track still probably very wet with all the moisture that came through the area a half hour ago. And with Cole's speed, forget about it. That's an easy triple.
And it brings Jackson Lofton to the plate. And the first pitch to him misses on the inside. It is 1-0. Lofton batting 166 with three home runs and 13 RBIs on the year. Hit a pair of home runs last week against the Mudcats. Now he swings in, wraps it foul on the ground left side to get it to 1-1. The Fireflies will have to play the infield in already. Everybody towards the fringe of the grass. Ben Kuzerna making his 11th appearance of the season tonight and the 10th start, one game out of the bullpen. He's gone 4-3 with a 3.94 ERA, 44 strikeouts across 45 and two-thirds innings to go along with 20 walks. And now a slow roller right back to the mound. Kuzerna fields, looks down to third, holds Cole and goes to first and retires Lofton. So Lofton gone, Narve Cruz coming up, and let's look around the Columbia defense behind Kuzerna.
Gene Ramirez, the left fielder. Pena, as you saw already, in center. Royer Layton, the right fielder. Austin Carroll's back at third. Over at short, it's Daniel Vasquez. Lisandro Rodriguez at second. Brett Squires at first. Omar Hernandez doing the catching.
Narve Cruz swings and pops it up down the right side and out of play.
Same exact defense as yesterday for these Fireflies. No changes whatsoever.
Cruz with a multi-hit day yesterday, finished 2-for-5 at the plate after his 13-hit series on the road in Zebulon. Fastball misses up top, and it is 1-1, 96-mile-per-hour fastball from Kuzerna. Pitched 72 innings last year with Columbia, and tonight is making his 28th career appearance in the Carolina League. And a ball on the ground by the reach of Vasquez out in the left field. Narve Cruz gets the Woodpeckers on the board first tonight. RBI single to left, scores Cole from third, and it is 1-0.
That's an even dozen in a row that Narve Cruz has recorded a hit in, and he is closing in on Tyler Whitaker's mark. 13 to start the season it was for Whitaker, and just such a smooth swing. It seems like he can get his bat on any pitch, whether it's up, down, away, in, doesn't matter for him right now.
Ricardo Below swings, hops the first pitch over to the first. Squire Fields goes to second. Shortstop Vasquez has to wait a while, and his throw to first is in and out of the glove of Kuzerna. Kuzerna had it in the webbing for a moment. It looked like it was a near snow cone catch, but he couldn't secure it, and Below will make it on. No error. Can't assume a double play, and Ricardo Below will be aboard with what we script as a fielder's choice. Narve Cruz back to the dugout, but he's high-fiving his teammates as he goes down the stairwell. He did his job with an RBI single. 1-0 Woodpeckers with two outs in the home first inning, and the switch hitter Dari Lorenzo takes the first pitch up high. And it is a one ball and no strike count. Kuzerna is the 20-year-old, 6'3" right-hander, originally from the state of Kansas, grew up about 30 minutes outside of Kauffman Stadium and now seen as a future starter in the Kansas City Royals rotation. A second-round draft pick going back to 2021 out of Blue Valley Southwest High School in Overland Park, Kansas. And a fastball missed outside, or rather that was the changeup, 85-mile-per-hour changeup from Cooter Nunn. It's 3-0 on Dari.
Quick correction on Cruz. It's actually 11 straight games he has found his way on via hit. Still very impressive.
Shortstop Vasquez hovering behind the bag at second, and a fastball misses up and away. Four-pitch walk puts Dari Lorenzo on. Advances Ricardo Belo down to second base and brings the sixth hitter of the inning to the plate, John Garcia. The bottom three for Ricky Rivera today are Leo Molina, Frank Perez, and Roylen Machandy.
This is something that Fanfield did really well against the Carolina Mudcats last week, extending innings with two outs to set up some of your best bats with runners in scoring position.
So force at every base, 13 pitches for Cooter Nunn this opening inning, and now the bat goes flying. Look out. That's all the way down towards the camera well. And John Garcia, who's not wearing batting gloves, often does, isn't tonight, let that bat go flying. And it is still a little damp out there after the rain came by, and Garcia, before he retrieves the bat, is asking for the pine tar can and the batting gloves. So he's going to make a change there.
I kid you not, Chappie, when he walked up to the batter's box, I noticed, oh, he's not wearing batting gloves. Normally he does, and right on cue, ends up letting go of it. Yeah, I'm sure the wetness of the field probably had something to do with that. And look at a moment to reset. We'll see if those pink batting gloves end up doing the trick here with two on and two down.
Yeah, fortunately everybody's okay down there on the third base camera well, as that bat went all the way into the screen before it fell down into the dugout. So Garcia throws some pine tar on the bat and also grabs those pink batting gloves to complement the pink arm sleeve he's got on. Here's the pitch home, and he swings through a slider down and outside. Kuderna gets ahead 0-2. That hot pink, quite the contrast to the Black Ops uniform that the Woodpeckers have on today. Kuderna trying to strand a couple of Woodpeckers runners in his first inning of work after giving up the run. And now the pitch home. Runs inside on Garcia. One ball and two strikes. We assumed that Sandro Gastón would get a day off today after he caught 12 innings yesterday, had to sacrifice the body a ton, made a bunch of blocks. And Garcia, who's DHing in the field today, working behind the plate. Here's the 1-2. It is a little high at 95. And Kuderna gets the count even. Two balls and two strikes. He's got the mid-90s fastball, 94-95 consistently, along with a slider, a curveball, and a changeup that has become one of his primary off-speed pitches. 2-2 pitch is down and inside. And Garcia works the count full. 3-2. John on the year batting 146. He has four home runs. He hit one into the opposite field out in Zebulon last week. It was his only hit of the series. And he's also driven in 10, 20 total hits on the year. Below at second, Lorenzo at first after the two-out walk. Kuderna goes to the chest out of the stretch. Left leg kick. The runner's moving, and Garcia swings. Rolls it softly towards short. Vasquez going to have to hurry, and it's not in time. Garcia throws the arms out wide. He is safe at first. A swing and a roller off the end of the bat that took a while to get near second base. Dari Lorenzo got in there quick enough to kill off any short throw, and Vasquez, even rushing over to first base, couldn't beat Garcia. Bases loaded, two outs, and Leo's Danny Molina coming up.
It's got to feel good for Garcia. It's been a bit of a dry spell over the last several games, and able to break it out with his speed. Infield single.
Yep, clean single for Garcia. And now Leo Molina with the bases juiced. Takes a 94-mile-per-hour fastball for strike one. That's the 20th pitch of the inning for Kuderna.
Last hit I can remember from Garcia was an infield single back in the series against Carolina.
And now the bouncing ball hit a little harder over to short. A glove and a flip to second, and Vasquez has time this time around to go the short way and get the final out. So the Woodpeckers score one on the RBI single by Narbe Cruz, but they leave them loaded. And as we go to the top of the second, it is the Woodpeckers one and the Fireflies nothing. You're listening to Woodpeckers Baseball, live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Yeah.
Dialed In and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867. Emil Carcherinos now has a 1-0 lead as we open the top of the second inning. It is 1-0 Woodpeckers, and the first pitch is up top to Austin Charles, the righty. Charles, Lizondo Rodriguez, and Eric Pena, the 5, 6, and 7, will bat in the inning. And a foul tip into the mitt of Garcia, and it's 1-1. Trinos struck out 2 and walked 1. And here's the pitch. Line drive along the left field side, and that'll get foul. So 1-2. You got a couple of starters today that are throwing in the mid-90s. You got Chirinos, 94-95, as well as Kuderna. Could have been a more turbulent inning for Kuderna. He gave up just the one run, left the bases loaded. And now a slider sends Charles packing back to the dugout. Third strikeout already for Chirinos. And there's one away in the inning.
This is the best we've seen Emil Carcherinos' strikeout pitch in his fourth outing with Fayetteville. It's easy to forget that he's only pitched in three games prior to this, but he looks a lot more comfortable than he has in his previous three outings.
Lizondo Rodriguez into the left side, and the first pitch sails high over Garcia and all the way to the backstop. He overcooked that fastball, and it is 1-0. Five batters in, and Chirinos has already set a season high in strikeouts. In each of his first three games, he struck out 2, but that was all. And now the pitch, the 1-0 down to the dirt. 2 balls and no strikes. Jackson Lofton playing shallow at third. We saw Narbe Cruz have to play shallow a lot yesterday against those Columbia lefties because you shift against them and you pull that third baseman back, they will drop a bunt on you. And the pitch is low and inside on Rodriguez. 3 balls and no strikes. Chirinos nods, kicks, and pitches. And the 3-0 runs inside on Rodriguez. He will toss aside the bat, unbuckle the gear, and head down to first base. So a 4-pitch walk as Rodriguez gets aboard. And now Eric Pena is stepping in.
Same way the first began, a strikeout and a walk for Chirinos. Ended up having a runner in scoring position after Hernandez stole second base. So we'll see if Chirinos maybe tries to quicken up his delivery coming from the stretch.
Molina towards the middle in a double play spot as Pena whiffs through a 94-mile-per-hour fastball, and it is 0-1. In yesterday's game, Eric Pena was also in the 7th spot. Again tonight, he struck out 3 times, though. He did come up with an RBI double. A spin and a pickoff throw over to first. He hit the ball that was along the line in right field, kicked off the sidewall. Yamal Encarnacion thought it was a foul ball, although it was fair, and it allowed a runner to come all the way around from first as he casually came in and fielded it. Here's the 0-1, and a fastball splits the zone for a strike. Another 94-mile-per-hour pitch. It's 0-2. Our home plate umpire tonight is Frank Jones, and Tyler Hovick works the bases. The two-man umpiring crew in the black ball caps, the black polos, and the dark gray pants. Chirinos working out of the stretch, peers over that left shoulder and slides home, and he strikes out Pena swinging. A changeup got him out in front. 4 strikeouts now as Chirinos extends his season high total. And he has 2 outs in the top of the second inning.
And this is a Fayetteville team that took over the league lead in strikeouts yesterday with the 20 they had against Columbia. Ironically enough, going into yesterday's game, Columbia was 1 ahead of Fayetteville. They now enter today in 3rd in the league.
Back to the top of the league once again, where they were as a pitching staff for most of April and all the way towards the back end of May. They dropped off a couple of spots for a little while, but now coming to today, 620 on the year. And Trinos out to his best strikeout pace on the season. Salone ready. The 1-0 is called to strike. Garcia popped out of the crouch but didn't snap a throw. And it's 1-1.
And it's not much of a surprise to see these two teams where they are in strikeouts with all the talent they have up and down their rotations as well as their bullpens.
A lot of strikeouts, but not a ton of base hits out of both offenses. As Chirinos pitches and a fly ball is struck out into center. Moving to his left and back on it is Cole, and he'll make the catch before the start of the warning track to end the inning. Pair of strikeouts, two more for Chirinos. Now a season high four over two scoreless innings. And as we go to the bottom of the second inning, the Woodpeckers are on top early. One zip on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Cam. Fireflies, Ben Kuderna. Leading off the bottom of the second inning for the Woodpeckers, the right fielder, number 28, Frank Perez.
Welcome back to Segra Stadium. We played the bottom of the second. The Woodpeckers have an early run, and the first pitch to Frank Perez, the eight hitter, is lifted foul onto the Avex Club. And it's nothing and one on Perez. Royland Machandi will follow, and then the top of the order with Zach Cole. Ben Kuderna had to face seven batters but left the bases loaded in the first, so he did give up the run on the Narbe Cruz single but avoided the major damage and blows a 94-mile-per-hour pitch by Perez. Working quick, his wind and delivery. Pitch misses a little high. Mentioned Kuderna has been in the Carolina League for quite some time now. He debuted last year with the Fireflies, pitched in 17 games, number 11 tonight. Changeup misses low. The Royals aren't rushing him by any means, considering he started his pro baseball career as an 18-year-old. He's still just 20 now as the pitch is offered up, and it's down and inside. Three balls and two strikes. He had a commitment, though, to go to LSU and play for a top SEC program, signed for $3 million, though, again, going in the second round. Payoff pitch, and there is strike three on the inside portion of the zone. And Frank Perez turns around, has a couple of words for the home plate umpire on his way back to the dugout. He thought that pitch was inside for Kuderna's, his first strikeout of the day.
Yeah, and it was. We got it on our screen here. Pitch couple inches inside on the plate. It's a tough one to swallow if you're Perez, a guy who's really trying to break his way into this outfield for Fayetteville.
Yeah, K-Zone had that one as a clear ball. And now Royland Machandi up into the right side. He takes the first pitch strike. Kuderna out of the wind delivers. And this pitch is rocked. Deep out into left field. Ramirez to the wall. And it is gone. Royland Machandi hits his first Carolina League home run. Solo shot into his own bullpen. And it is 2-0 Woodpeckers in the second.
That's got to feel good for Machandi. Had a chance to be the hero as a pinch runner yesterday. Was cut down trying to win the ball game. And he'll be putting on that chain for the first time. Luis Encarnacion crowning him. Good aggressive swing out of your nine hitter. doubles the lead just like that.
Zach Cole now at the top of the order. Shoots the pitch foul. And starts behind in the count, nothing and one. Machandi had just one hit in 10 at-bats across six games coming into today. He played with the Woodpeckers in one game last year, went 0 for 4 in his lone game, and now he hits his first home run in full-season pro baseball. Here's the pitch to Cole, and he waves at a low changeup. One ball and two strikes. It is the first home run that Machandi has hit since the 2022 summer. He did that in the FCL. And Cole spins away for that pitch, and it's just the fifth home run that he's hit in his entire pro career, dating back to 2019. And little left behind that one in terms of doubt. Here's the 2-2. A fastball up and outside. Three balls, two strikes now on Zach Cole, who started out the bottom of the first inning with a triple to center and came around to score on the Narbe Cruz single. Pitch down and inside, and Cole draws a walk.
If my memory serves me correctly, Chappie, that's also the first time that Fayetteville has homered at Segra Stadium in over a month. You have to go back to Sandro Gastone.
Wow.
Who lifted off in that victory. That was, coincidentally enough, it's also the last time that the Woodpeckers were able to pick up a win at Segra when you factor in the struggles they had at home coupled with a 13-game road trip. Of course, one of those games counted as a home game at Five County Stadium.
Yeah, it has been a long time, 2 weeks on the road, so Woodpeckers weren't able to grab any big swings here at Segra Stadium for a little while, and now out to their first lead of this series. Jackson Lofton takes a strike on the low outside edge, and it's nothing and one. See if Cole gets active on the bases. Plenty of speed, 14 stolen bags on the year. Rodriguez over towards the middle, big gap on the right side, and here's the pitch to Lofton. Checks his swing on one in the zone. He didn't go, but it was a called strike anyways, and it's nothing and two. Kuderna, 37 pitches. Goes to the chest, peers over the shoulder, and delivers to Lofton and misses low and away. Last time out, Kuderna, he pitched 4 2/3 innings in a start against Salem. That was in Columbia. He gave up 3 earned runs, 1 home run. It's now back-to-back games where he surrendered a long ball. Spinning a throw over to first, and Cole dives back in safely. So both games in June, he surrendered a home run after he gave up just 1 home run in May. It wasn't an issue for him at all. Across 26 innings, he was only taken deep once. And he only gave up 1 home run in April over 15 innings. So far the rate in June is the highest it's been. But now he powers a fastball by Jackson Lofton, strikes him out. Both outs by way of the strikeout in this second inning for Ben Kuderna. Brings up Narbe Cruz. Has already extended his season-long hit streak to 11 games with an RBI single in the first, up for a second time. Cole's been staying patient over there at first. Here's the pitch. And Cruz looks at a fastball for a strike at 94.
This will be a big test here for Kuderna to try to strike out Narbe Cruz, a guy who hasn't struck out since Saturday.
Awaiting the 0-1, and here it is. Swings and rolls it softly along third. It'll trickle foul near Ricky Rivera. Dylan Mazzo coaching the first base side for the Woodpeckers. Mentioned the good numbers mitigating the home run ball in May. Kuderna was one of the best pitchers in the month league-wide. 3-1 record, he had a 1.38 ERA. Gave up just 4 earned runs across 26 innings and struck out 27. Here comes the 0-2. No, a spin and a throw over to first. And they're paying plenty of attention to Zach Cole as he's dirtied up the front of that black uniform. And he's almost automatic to go 5 innings as Cole's running on the 2-strike pitch. He slides into second, but the ball is fouled away. And Cole will have to scroll all the way back to first.
I find it interesting that just now Cole breaking towards second. Often you'll see him go on the second or third pitch after he draws a walk like that, but Woodpeckers up 2-0, two outs. They don't want to get too aggressive.
The 0-2, Cruz strikes out swinging. A slider low and outside from Ben Kuternun. He ends up striking out three in the second, stranding one. And he gives up one more run on Roylen Machandy's first home run in a Woodpeckers uniform. Out into the left field bullpen. And after two innings, it's 2-0 Woodpeckers.
Let's take it down to T. Bryant with our contestants.
Hey, what's up? It is our dog show. We've got four contestants here. Now, you know how this works. I'm going to introduce to you the contestants, and then you get to vote for your favorite dog, all right? We've got dog number one. Hey, Rory, what's going on, Rory? Rory is an Austrian Shepherd. And then dog number two, what's up, Ava? Ava is a German Shepherd. Dog number three, hey, Shikari. Shikari is a Shiba Inu. Hey, Shikari. And then finally, dog number four. What's up, Henny? This is Henny right here. And Henny is a Staffordshire, all right? So we've got dogs one through four. You get to take your pick, and then we're going to come back later in the game, and we're going to tell you who won, all right? Dogs one through four, you get to vote right now in our Wagon Wednesday Dog Show.
Fans, to vote on your favorite dog of the night, scan the QR code on the board.
Save me, I meditate on a daily to keep sane. I mean, I'm going on my mind, I'm going crazy. I think it might be my season, I'm elevated. Every day like my birthday, bring the cake in. Bring the cake.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Amilcar Chirinos. Leading off the top of the third inning.
The Woodpeckers never led at any point yesterday in their 12-inning game. Tonight they have an early 2-0 lead. We play the top of the third. Amilcar Chirinos back out there facing the bottom of the order. And now to take you through the play-by-play, let's send it over to Colin Casey.
Thank you, Andrew Chapman. As Royer Layton hits one foul off the end of the bat towards the on-deck circle. Layton, 236 on the year, two homers, 20 driven in. Got to be a lot easier for Chirinos pitching with multiple run lead, and he gets a swing and a miss. One strike away from picking up his fifth strikeout already. Back of Roylen Machandy's first Carolina League home run, I should say. First full season bomb for him. Layton digs back in. Nicaragua native awaits the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Chirinos dialed in. Five strikeouts through his first time through the Columbia order. And he will face Gene Ramirez for the second time with one out.
Just a great mix of speeds going on right now for Chirinos. It's a great feeling as a pitcher, first time through the order where every single one of your pitches is working. And when you got a mid-90s fastball, you can really build off of that. And the off-speed is even harder for the hitters.
Misses low on the first pitch to Ramirez. Leadoff man for Columbia. Got to the plate six times yesterday. And he takes a called strike changeup. Only reached once on a walk in the ninth inning. He also had a sacrifice bunt, but that runner was stranded in the 11th. And there he is showing bunt once again, but he pulls it back. 2-1. Fireflies just one game back of the Myrtle Beach Pelicans in a tight race down the stretch, trying to clinch that first half title in a playoff berth that goes along with it. Fastball, a little bit in, 3-1. Chirinos has issued a pair of walks thus far. The pitch. And sent down the left field line by Ramirez. Chirinos' longest outing was 3 2/3. That was a relief appearance on May 26th here at Segra Stadium against Myrtle Beach. 3-2, fouled off, 95 on the gun. That was also the most pitches he threw in an outing at 72. just over halfway there. He's thrown 40 thus far. Looking to battle back against Ramirez. Here comes the payoff pitch. A called strike three fastball. Emil Carcerinos dialed in for the Woodpeckers. Strikeout number six. Two up, two down.
Perfectly placed right on the outside, the lefty, and Ramirez with that kind of sweeping swing out of the left side. It can be tough in two strike counts, especially facing that mid-90s fastball. And he's locked in.
Two away, Omar Hernandez ducks out of the way of a fastball up and in. Chirinos, as Chappy alluded to earlier, going straight from the Dominican Summer League to single A. That's how much that Houston liked what he did last year as he gets a fastball over 1-1. Probably the most impressive thing is how well he has kept the ball in the yard in his minor league career. Just the one home run allowed last year in the Dominican. 2-1 on Hernandez. Had a whip of just 1.12, so he did not give up a lot of base runners during his time last year in the summer league. Fouled off by Hernandez, and Chirinos one strike away from striking out the side. He winds, kicks, and deals, and it's hit well out towards right center field. Good jump on it by Perez, and he runs it down for the third out. Nicely done by Frank Perez. A 1-2-3 third for Chirinos and the Woodpeckers, who lead it 2-0 after 2.5 from Segra Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
House. You've won a tumbler courtesy of Blanton's. Call Blanton's for all your air conditioning, plumbing, and electrical needs. Show us those tumblers. So cool. You never take advice. Someday you'll pay the price. I know. I've seen it before. It happens all the time. You're closing the door. You leave the world behind. You're digging for gold. You're throwing away a fortune and feelings. But someday you'll pay.
Mound for the Fireflies, Ben Kuderna. Leading off the bottom of the third inning for the Woodpeckers, the first baseman, number 9, Ricardo Below.
Ben Kuderna back to the mound for Columbia, and he will face the middle of the Woodpeckers order, Ricardo Below, Dari Lorenzo, and John Garcia. And Below swings at the first pitch, hits it well, out to center field. Back at the track, though, Pena, and he makes the catch about 5 feet in front of the wall for a loud out number one. That was Below looking for his fourth home run of the season. Would have been his third over the last 8 games.
Yeah, and you know, that ball was probably hit about as far as his ones in Carolina, but he pulled those out into right field, so this time he went to the deeper part of the park.
Dari Lorenzo takes ball one on the outside half. Hit off the end of the bat. This will stay fair, charging at the third baseman, Charles, and he makes a strong throw to first to Squires. Two quick outs for Kuderna, much needed after the home run surrendered in the second. Another nice play over at third by Austin Charles. We've seen some outstanding defense from him over the first two contests.
Yeah, he made a lot of big throws in extra innings last night to help save the game, save the tie game. Steph charging forward, making throws over to first base, and he had a big night defensively.
In steps Garcia. He ducks out of the way of a fastball in tight. John singled. Ground ball right up the pitcher's mound and was able to leg it out his first time up. Breaking ball misses up and away. Houston Astros in the midst of a series at Minute Maid Park against the Washington Nationals this week as Garcia sends one a mile high on the infield. It's Charles coming in, and he makes the two-handed catch just outside of the mound to quietly end the third inning for Fayetteville. They go down in order. On to the fourth. They still lead it 2-0 at Segra on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Odd Hand is a recognized 501c3 volunteer-run foster-based rescue located in Sanford, North Carolina. Their mission is to help save the lives of unwanted at-risk dogs and cats throughout Lee County, North Carolina. Since their founding in 2013, they've helped find loving homes for over 500 pets. They are an all-breed dog and cat rescue and often takes in severe medical cases. The fundraise from tonight will be used to help pets in their rescue with medical needs, including Roscoe, a six-month-old puppy who has a severely fractured hip, or Pascal, a cat who recently gave birth to 7 kittens. For more information on how you can help, or if you're interested in adopting or fostering a pet, visit their table on the first base concourse. This Woodpeckers pitching change is brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Service. Entering the game for the Woodpeckers, number 17, Nick Swanson.
This Oklahoma wind is blowing holes right through my soul. And the rain, it just keeps coming. My mind is everywhere but home. And up in the distance, the good times show their face.
Leading off the top of the fourth inning for the Fireflies, this shortstop, number 2, Daniel Vasquez. It's got me running.
New pitcher set to take over in the fourth inning for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, and it'll be the right-hander out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, Nick Swanson, who relieves a dominant Emil Carcherinos, who went 3 scoreless, hitless, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts against this Fireflies lineup, who sends its heart of the order to greet Swanson. Daniel Vasquez, the right-hander, takes a slider in there for strike 1. Swanson, who is coming off an outstanding outing, his last time out, a start against the Carolina Mudcats last week. Gets a foul ball from Vasquez to make it 0-2. He went 6 innings, gave up just the 1 run on 6 strikeouts in his first career quality start. Brought his ERA to 2.68 on the season. This is his 12th appearance. 2-2, skips it in the dirt. Easy layoff for Vasquez. 43 2/3 innings so far for Swanson. He has 47 strikeouts compared to 18 walks. Opponents hitting just 202 against him. He gets a check swing, and Vasquez went around. So picking up right where Chirinos left off. Swanson, one batter, one K, one out in the top of the fourth.
Well, the most veteran of all the pitchers on the Woodpeckers staff, and certainly pitching like he's been around the block in this league as of late. His numbers, he basically cut his ERA in half, even better than that going into compared to last season. And He's making his 12th appearance tonight, half of the appearances he made last year in the Carolina League, and leader in the clubhouse, and also being a leader on the field.
A swing and a miss from Brett Squires, who's 0-for-1 with a K. ZRA spiked to 5.68 after his second outing on April 15th against the Fred Nats, as he misses down and in with the off-speed. But ever since that time, he slowly but surely lowered it further and further through the month of May. He's had a couple of strong outings in June so far. In fact, he's given up just one run over 11 innings in June. He gets a big swing and a miss from Squires, who was sitting on the fastball, got the changeup. Swanson, the former 16th rounder back in 2021 out of Northeastern State in Oklahoma. Foul tipped, and Garcia squeezes it. Back-to-back punch-outs for Swanson. And this pitching staff for Fayetteville already with 8 punch-outs after 20 in Game 1.
Yeah, it really has been a similar trend tonight as yesterday, where you had one guy early on in Santa picking up the 7 strikeouts into the fourth inning, and then you had the bullpen right behind him continue to do so with Nolan DeVos. And now here tonight, it's Chirino setting the tone. Nick Swanson carrying the load now.
And Austin Charles well out in front of an off-speed to begin this at-bat. The Fireflies, rather, they come in with 623 strikeouts as a team, so 631 now at this point. Might be 632 in a moment as Charles down 0-2. That is the most in the Carolina League. Coming into the game, they were 3 ahead of Down East. Swanson looking to strike out the side. And he does. Good morning, good afternoon, good night for Nick Swanson in his first inning in relief. 4 scoreless so far for the Fayetteville pitching staff. We go to the bottom of the fourth. 2-0 Woodpeckers here at Segrum.
That strikeout brought to you by Coldwell Banker Advantage. Fans, we have some groups in attendance this evening. Take a look at the big board, and when you see your name, make some noise to let us know where you're sitting.
Back on the mound for the Fireflies, Ben Kuderna. Leading off the bottom of the fourth inning for the Woodpeckers, the shortstop, number 12, Leos Danny Molina.
Welcome back to downtown Fayetteville. Appreciate you tuning in on this Wagon Wednesday here at Segra Stadium. Perfect night for baseball after a 35-minute rain delay. Leo's Danny Molina takes ball one in the bottom of the fourth inning. 2-0, the Woodpeckers lead, trying to even the series. Now Molina out in front of the Ben Kuderna curveball that got him to chase outside the zone. Kuderna's retired 5 in a row as Molina sends one soaring down the left field line, but it hooks foul. It's a Narbe Cruz RBI single in the first, and a Roylon Machandi solo home run in the second. That has Fayetteville up a pair. Off-speed misses in tight. 2-2 on Molina, who grounded into a force out to end the first inning. Had the bases loaded and hit it right at the shortstop, Vasquez. And he is rung up on a fastball outside part of the plate. Kudrna picks up his fourth of his outing. Tires the leadoff man. That'll bring up Frank Perez.
K-Zone had that pitch too far outside to be called a strike there, Colin. And it's been a very wide zone tonight for both teams from the home plate umpire Frank Jones. He's called stuff too far inside, too far outside. Yesterday it was kind of a tight strike zone. Different story tonight.
Fouled off by Perez. Yeah, Tyler Hovick, you had to earn your strikes on the mound out there as a pitcher. But today, I think the pitchers on both sides have taken advantage of that wider zone, as evident to the strikeout numbers so far. 0-2 on Perez, who did go down looking his first time up. And he does go down swinging this time. Couldn't lay off the off-speed, back-to-back punch-outs. Ben Kudrna. His folks are in the house today. And it's good to see that, because talked pregame and apparently he's been showing out to these, his family's been showing up to all his outings as in steps Machandi. Every single time they've showed up, it has rained, including this time in Machandi with a two-out single into left field. He is 2-for-2. His first multi-hit game since joining the Woodpeckers here in 2023.
Love to get his speed on the bases. But yeah, like you were saying, Colin, nice to see the Kudrna family come on out to Fayetteville for this one and cheer on Ben. And I'm sure they were concerned when the rain started to fall again, but only a passing rain cell. That's all. Now they get to watch him pitch.
And Machandi's on the move. Zach Cole takes the first pitch for a strike. The slide, the tag is late. And Machandi swipes second. Looked like the throw was in plenty of time, but Vasquez, the shortstop, had to reach back across his body to place the tag, and Machandi just got that lead foot in.
Yeah, he swiped the tag, and had he made contact with Machandi, would have been in time. He was going for the left foot. He just missed him, I think.
Zach Cole has reached twice so far, a triple in the first. He has also walked, and he sends one in the air out to right center field. Wading his way back is Pena. The center fielder makes the catch, and the inning comes to a close. So Fayetteville leaps one in scoring position, but they still lead it 2-0 as we enter the fifth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
T-shirts! Get on your feet for the Brian Honda T-shirt toss!
Get a little deeper down on the low key. She know how it feels. I started shorty, she was checking up for me. From the game, she was singing in my ear. You would think that she knew me. Decided to cheat. Conversation got heavy. She had me feeling like she's ready to
watch out.
She's saying, come get me.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Nick Swanson. Leading off the top of the fifth inning for the Fireflies, the second baseman, number 19, Lisandro Rodriguez.
On to the fifth inning here at Segra Stadium. The Woodpeckers lead the Columbia Fireflies 2-0 thus far. Nick Swanson back on the mound and Andrew Chapman back on the play-by-play.
All right, thanks, Colin. Fayetteville didn't lead at all yesterday. They're out to a two-run advantage tonight. Neither side was separated by more than a run yesterday until the top of the 12th inning. Columbia got a couple of runs and made it 4-2. Swanson struck out the side on 11 pitches in that top of the fourth. He fell just two pitches shy of an immaculate inning. We haven't seen Woodpecker do that, I think, ever. But he was close. Now Rodriguez, 0-2 the count, and Swanson fires, strikes him out on three. Got a breaking ball by him, and Swanson has struck out four straight hitters. Five of the last six for Columbia have gone down waving. You go back to Chirinos in the third. And what a run. Nick Swanson is on right now after his quality start, first of his career last week in Zebulon. Tonight he's looking even better. Eric Pena, another lefty for Swanson to contend with, and his first pitch, breaking ball right in the center of the zone for strike one. 10 strikeouts already for the Woodpeckers pitching staff. With one out in the top of the fifth, and he misses low with another breaking ball. It is 1-1. They're on a pace right now that they had when they set the franchise record with 21 in Columbia during that road trip in late April. One ball, one strike, the pitch to Pena. And there's an arcing breaking ball that falls into the zone, strike two, and it's all off speed right now. Low 70s drifting in for Swanson, gets him ahead. Infield slightly shifted around, lofting towards short, Molina up the middle. Two-strike pitch is a low fastball at 93, and it's 2-2.
Thing is 21 just such an astronomical number that just with how many outs there are in a ball game, that's going to be very tough to ever touch, but it's crazy that we've seen the pace they've had over the first couple of games to get there.
2-2, and he got him. Five up, five down, five strikeouts for Swanson. What a run. Carving through the middle and now the bottom of the Fireflies lineup card.
We talked about all these signature performances we've seen from pitchers throughout the year for Fayetteville. Trey Dombrowski setting down 15 in a row. Joey Mancini, a dozen, the 12 strikeout game for Nolan DeVos. This is shaping up to be one of those for Nick Swanson.
Now it's Dionne Salone, and he's late on a first pitch fastball, 0-1. You know, we went back into the minor league archive, the stat archive for the Carolina League, going all the way back to 2005 as far as the digital database shows us, as a fastball is placed for a strike on the outside corner. We couldn't find any team that struck out 21 hitters the way the Woodpeckers did in a nine-inning game going back that far. 0-2 pitch. It is outside, and Swanson skips off of the mound. It's the first ball. 95 just flashed on the stadium gun. We've got 93 on our TrackMan data coming in. A little hot, the gun at the stadium, but still good velo. And now another pitch down to the dirt. Swanson has struck out a sixth straight. Garcia rushing to throw up the first base line, and it pulls below off of the bag. He tries to stretch back, tap the bag, but he can't. And Dionne Salone, who was slowly running up the first base line, thinking he was for sure going to be out, ends up making it down to first.
Well, this is, I guess, a way that you could theoretically get closer to 21 is if you don't get the out on the strikeout. That was just a ball that got pretty far away from Garcia. He realized he needed to get that throw up the line, had the runner to contend with, and just airmailed a little bit. Good job, though, by Blow of preventing it from going into right field.
So Dionne Salone ends up making it aboard, and now it's the bottom of the order in Royer Layton. And a first-pitch fastball missed up and outside. Two home runs and 20 RBIs, 234 hitter Royer Layton. Second baseman Lorenzo towards the middle, wide open right side of the diamond. The pitch hit on a line, out into left, sprinting towards the gap. Machandi, oh, and it's in and out of his glove. It falls on the track. Salone hustling to third. The throw makes it to the cutoff man, and there's two in scoring position. Machandi closed ground quickly, made a great effort to get to that ball, took a perfect route, and it hit off the heel of his glove. And now Columbia is threatening to bring home the tying runs.
Crazy how quick this game can change. All it took was a ball that got away on what would have been a strikeout of the side from Nick Swanson. Ends up getting that runner on. Layton puts a good swing on a ball. Good effort, as you mentioned, by Machandi, but ball just did not stick. And now you've got one of the top contact guys in this lineup coming to the plate for Columbia in Ramirez.
So they have assessed an error. back-to-back errors on the throw by Garcia and then the drop ball and left by Machandi. Incredible effort, just couldn't finish the play. Now Gene Ramirez, top of the Columbia lineup card, takes outside, and it's 1-0. Swanson has recorded 6 strikeouts now through 2 innings, but he's looking for the final out. And here's the 1-0 wind and pitch. Breaking ball misses inside. And it's 2-0. Swanson on that play, the drop third strike, he was into foul territory, strutting off the mound and thinking he had gotten his final out. And that toys with your momentum a little bit, I think. The 2-0 pitch, grounded off to the left. Tough play as Molina dives, knocks it down, can't pick it cleanly. One run is home. Molina won't have a throw. A second slides in, and we are tied. Salone and Leighton cross on a well-placed ground ball from Gene Ramirez out into shallow left. Another good effort by Molina to knock it down, but no chance to get up and fire to the plate. 2-2 the score. Wow. My, how things have turned on a dime. We got a new ball game at the top of the fifth inning on a sequence of 2 errors, and what will go down is a 2-RBI single for Ramirez.
As much of the struggles that this Columbia lineup has had all season long, this is really what makes things interesting. And now we got Ricky Rivera heading out, I think, to check on Leo's Danny Molina, Jennifer Bardalis in tow. But what makes this Columbia team so dangerous, even though they don't have the best offensive firepower, they're opportunistic. They'll take advantage of those mistakes in the field, and that's a reason why they're one game back in the division at this point. All it took was just one wayward throw. It wasn't even that far off line from Garcia, just enough to pull Ricardo Belleau off the bag, and it was enough for Columbia to pounce on the Woodpeckers, pounce on Swanson, and end up pulling even. Frustrating, I'm sure, though, for Nick.
They will be unearned runs against Swanson, so no damage to the ERA, and that's sort of been a trend this year. Swanson has allowed 18 runs, 13 of them earned, so there have been some defensive miscues behind him at stages this year. His last time out in Columbia, he gave up just Carolina, he gave up just the 1 earned run. But in Kannapolis, at the front end of the road trip, he gave up 2 unearned over 5 innings as well. So he had it all up in June. And 4 of the 5 runs that have come across when Swanson is on the mound have been unearned against him. It's what's helped him drop his season ERA at this stage all the way to the 2.6s. And a fastball runs up and in on him near the letters of Omar Hernandez. Leo Molina, he was flexing that right hand, and he might have jammed it on the dive out in shallow left, but he's able to stay in the game. Pitch number 30 upcoming here for Nick Swanson, having to labor more than he bargained for in the fifth. Hernandez has walked and lined out sharply to right. Runner on the go to second. Strong throw by Garcia. The tag dropped by Lorenzo, and he is out. A laser up the middle of the diamond from John Garcia. That throwing arm again on display as he wipes out Gene Ramirez. But the game has been leveled. 2-2 the score on the Ramirez 2-run single. And we are halfway home, all even on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Town hero, Sergeant Andrew Carabajal. Sergeant Carabajal is from Roswell, New Mexico, and is currently assigned as a Joint Fire Support Sergeant in HHB 2319 Airborne Field Artillery Regiment with the 82nd Airborne. He has served in the Army for 8 years and is married to his wife, Haley Roan Carabajal. Fans, let's hear it for Sergeant Andrew Carabajal. Thank you for your service.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee,
across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea.
Got me feeling big, ride with no sin.
Leading off the bottom of the fifth inning for the Woodpeckers, the third baseman, number 22, Jackson Lofton.
Bottom of the fifth inning, and Columbia has come back to even this game. A couple of unearned runs crossing against Nick Swanson after a drop third strike and an errant throw up the first baseline, then a drop ball out in left field. Put two in scoring position, and Gene Ramirez brought them both home on a shallow ball to left that went down as a two RBI single. So now Ben Caderna gets to pitch in a fresh ball game and a good breaking ball. Bottoms out, gets Lofton swinging over top, nothing and two. Narbe Cruz on deck, Ricardo below in the hole. So the 2-3-4 face Caderna for a third time. Ben threw four innings. He gave up a run in the first, run in the second, but coming off a scoreless third and fourth. The 0-2 pitch runs outside. One ball and two strikes. Been around 94-95 tonight, Caderna, and using that changeup, which has really developed for him during his time in the Kansas City Royals system. Caderna had a fastball slider, which he primarily used while he was in high school. But ever since he's become a minor leaguer, he's really developed that changeup to be one of his best off-speed offerings. There was a baseball that got loose and right, so Layton had to go retrieve it. And now we're ready to go. 1-2 pitch outside, and it is two balls and two strikes. And that was at Blue Valley Southwest High School, about 30 miles outside of Kauffman Stadium where he grew up. And Lofton swings and flips it foul onto the roof above the Avex Club to keep the count at 2-2. And really at this stage of his young pro career, 20 years old, last year was his first introduction to it. He's talked about he was really just trying to create good habits, learn how to eat right, manage weight, all that stuff. He's still a 20-year-old, so he's developing physically still at this stage and coming into his own as a pro pitcher. Three balls and two strikes. Lofton ready, and the pitch is low. He draws a leadoff walk. Lofton gets aboard for the first time in this game. It is the third walk issued by Caderna.
This would be a game changer for Fayetteville if you start seeing Jackson Lofton getting on base as he did the start of the Mudcats series. You know how much danger he possesses on the base paths, and especially when you're setting the table for this heart of the order for Fayetteville that's been swinging the bat extremely well.
Narbe Cruz, the new right-handed batter, takes low on a 94-mile-per-hour fastball. Jackson Lofton started his season a perfect 22-for-22 on the base paths until he was finally cut down last week in Carolina. We looked over at Colin, and there was only three or four players across minor league baseball who were perfect and had more stolen bases than Lofton. So he was right near the top, still is right near the top, 22-for-23 in successful stolen bases. Now he's going. Cruz swings, line drive out into left field. It dunks down in front of Ramirez. Late hold for Lofton. Now he's going to break to third. Throw going to the bag from Rodriguez, and they get Lofton sliding in. Lofton took a big turn of second base, and as the throw came into left, he determined that he didn't have time to get the back to second base in time. Ricky Rivera arguing the call with the home plate umpire, Frank Jones. Those two got awful close, and Jones might have gotten close to giving Ricky the hook there, but he's able to stay in the game, and we will carry on. So it was a perfectly executed hit and run if that's what was on for Fayetteville, but Lofton had so much steam going around second base, it ultimately cost him. Good throw by Rodriguez to get it to Charles in time, beat the leading runner for the Woodpeckers, and now a pitch clock violation has been assessed on Caderna before Ricardo Below can see the first offering. He'll start ahead 1-0. Two-hit game again for Narbe Cruz. Four hits already in this series. Back-to-back multi-hit games, and he continues to add to his total of multi-hit games this season. Below takes an inside slider, and the count goes to two balls and no strikes. Middle infield double play. Depth is below. Sprays it off to the left and onto the train tracks.
He's closing in on Basalo for Delmarva, who is second in the league in hits. Tim Elko still well clear of the field. 11 more than second place for Kannapolis. Comes in with 69 on the year.
That's incredible because Cruz, just about a week ago, was ranked seventh in the league. He has skyrocketed up the leaderboard. And a fly ball struck off to the left. Ricardo below flies it foul again. There's not official all-star teams named in minor league baseball anymore by the minor league offices or Major League Baseball, but I know us broadcasters are coming together right now and we're doing a little bit of an unofficial official vote on midseason all-stars, and Narbe Cruz is going to get a lot of consideration with the close he's having to the first half. Yeah, two balls, two strikes.
Both these teams, I think, will have a good portion of all-stars. Of course, Cruz, but really you go on the pitching side, and Columbia and Fayetteville, two of the top teams in the league.
Even count and a spin and a throw over. Ben Caderna is not afraid from using those disengagements, stepping off and going to first, checking up on the runners. 72 pitches, and the Columbia bullpen is still quiet at this stage. And below, swings and rolls it foul over to first. Most pitches that Caderna has in an outing this season, he's pitched into the 90s even. 90 is last time out, over 4 2/3 innings at home against Salem. So he still has a little leeway at this stage if they want to stretch him that far again. 2-2 pitch and a swing and a high arcing fly ball out into right. Layton drifts back to the start of the warning track and with just enough room reaches up atop the cap and makes the grab. Not enough for below. Left it about 5 feet short where it measures 325 feet. He actually hit it 326. He hit it about 30 feet to the left of the foul pole, more in straightaway right field. And missed a home run by just a couple of inches. Below, retired for the second out. Now Dari Lorenzo, the switch hitter into the left side, looks at ball one.
We're starting to see Ricardo swing the bat the way he did his first couple of weeks in Fayetteville after getting the call. Everything off his bat has been hit very well in this series.
Spinner to throw over, and again Caderna keeping tabs on Narbe Cruz over there. Cruz has not been one of the more common runners for the Woodpeckers. In fact, he's only attempted two steals this year. They've both been successful. Sandro Gastone actually has more stolen bases than Narbe Cruz on the year, if you can believe that. He's got three.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't have until you pointed it out.
Not dogging Sandro, I'm just saying.
Yep.
He's gotten a little more aggressive than Narbe. 2-0, and Dari Lorenzo swings and fouls it back over the roof. Balls and a strike.
We talked about a lot of guys who have taken strides over the last weeks offensively. I think lost in the mix a little bit is Dari Lorenzo. It launched his first home run with Fayetteville on the road in Kannapolis a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, he's close to 200 now, 192 on the year. He's been up in that batting average as he chases low on a Caderna changeup. And Ben, a strike away from getting through five innings. That is what he tries to give these Fireflies every time he goes out there. Every game in May, he went at least five. Fell just short of a five-inning appearance his last time out. Next one home, and he gets Lorenzo swinging. A low changeup, and Ben Caderna struts off the mound with his sixth strikeout of the day, and he has gone five once again. Departs a tied 2-2 game. We are going to the sixth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
It's time for the fast food race.
Come on now.
All right, let's get it. We have got ketchup, mustard, hot dog. Oh, there we go. There's the ketchup. All right, to the starting line. Here we go. So you got to cheer for your favorite. Right now, let's practice. Make some noise. Let's do it. All right, here we go. All right, I need y'all to get there. I already know you got to run far, but you got to run just a little bit right now to get to the start line. All right, on my count, I'm going to say go, and you guys are going to take off, and y'all are going to cheer for your favorite, all right? Ketchup, mustard, or hot dog. Here we go. On your mark, get set, go. Let's go. Well, they're starting off a little slow. Mustard is taking the lead. No, Yeah? No? Okay, here comes Ketchup. Wait a minute. We're not going to do that on the track. Make it a fair race. Let's go. Here we go. They're coming around the corner. I think Mustard has the lead. Yes? All right, come on. Make it. Come on, guys. Stretch it out. Let's go. Okay, Hot Dog. I see you. Where we at? Oh, okay. They had a strategy. Okay. Mustard is in the lead, followed by Hot Dog. Then you've got your Ketchup. There you go. Let's give it up, guys. Thank you.
On the floor. Now get that money, honey, act like you know. Mama, I like how you dance, the way you fit in them pants. Into the flow, take it low, girl, do it again. You know I love that. Now where them girls at? It's Dee, Murphy, Lee, and Nelly, how you love that? Come on, we got another one, player. From New York to the dirty, how they loving it, play. Baby, you impressive, let's get to know each other, you the best of the best. And you gotta love it in the dress, it's the sexiest. I had to tell her she's a young Janet Jackson, live and living color. Look at mama, you're dead wrong for having them pants on. Caprice color.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Nick Swanson. Leading off the top of the sixth inning.
Tied 2-2 game, and Nick Swanson returns to the mound for Fayetteville. We're in the top of the sixth. Omar Hernandez leads it off. Squares to bunt, gets it down along the third base side. Lofton charges, bare hands, throws low to first. It's scooped by below, but not in time. And the Columbia Fireflies, loving their small ball, drop down a bunt, almost a drag bunt from Omar Hernandez from the right side. Showed late, got a pitch pretty center cut. And flicked it just off enough along the grass to pick up an infield bunt single. So the go-ahead run aboard for the Fireflies, and it brings up Daniel Vasquez, the switch hitter. Or rather, the right-handed hitter, Daniel Vasquez. And here's the first pitch with the runner on the move. A short fly ball out into right. Frank Perez scampering underneath it, and he secures it for out number one. Hernandez breaking to second, has to recede back to first, and there's one gone for Brett Squires, the lefty.
And we've heard all last year, despite not facing Columbia, how aggressive they were, both with their small ball and with the stolen bases, and we're finally getting a chance to see it this year. They are not afraid to force you to make a play.
Brett Squires from the left side, ready for the first pitch from Nick Swanson, and here it is. Fastball just outside. That was the changeup from Swanson at 84 miles an hour. 1-0. Squires has been quiet tonight. 0-2, couple of strikeouts. It's been a cold series for him in the first 2 days. Spinning a throw over to check up on Hernandez, who was running in the last at bat. He dives back in safely. Squires struck out 4 times yesterday. He also reached a couple of times on walks, but with the 2 strikeouts today, he's gone 0-6, 6 strikeouts. The guy was batting .249, though, on the year, so this hasn't been a major issue for him as he swings and foul tips. Garcia squeezes behind the plate, and it is 1-1. Squires with the 4 home runs and 25 RBIs on the year. Second most homers on a club that doesn't hit a lot of long balls. Here comes the 1-ball, 1-strike pitch, and Squires rips a line drive out into right field, his first base hit of the week. It's going to roll all the way to the base of the wall. Frank Perez caught chasing it. Now a wave around third. Here comes the cutoff throw from Lorenzo. A tag at the plate, and they got him. The Woodpeckers link up to save the go-ahead run. Behind the play, Brett Squires gets down to third, but Perez hooks up with Lorenzo, and on a quick relay, a perfect throw to Garcia, and the tag dropped on Omar Hernandez trying to slide in feet first.
It's a great job on all ends. Perez getting to that ball, clean transfer into his glove, fired it over to Lorenzo, and he knew instantly to get that ball to the plate. Overthrew it a little bit, but Garcia reels it in.
Pitchy swing from Austin Charles on a first pitch slider, and he cuts under it. So Nick Swanson had the defense kind of come out from under him in the last inning with those 2 errors with 2 outs, but now his guys come to his aid and help save the run. Brett Squires picked a good spot to hit his first hit of the series. It'll go as a double for Squires with the advance to third on the throw. And the 1-1 to Charles swings and hits it off of the mound, skips towards second, fielded near the bag by Lorenzo, and he zips a throw over to first on the move to end the inning. Well, a great defensive inning for the Woodpeckers' second baseman, Dari Lorenzo. Fires out a runner at the plate, and then helps Swanson record the final out. And we remain tied through 5.5 tonight in Fayetteville. 2-2 the score. Woodpeckers and Fireflies will continue from Fayetteville in a moment.
Yes. Okay, so dog and not a dog, we're going to look at this screen here, and it's going to be some names, and you got to tell us it's a dog, and you guys can help out. Trevor, is that a dog, yes or no?
No.
He says no, that's not a dog. Is he right? Is he right? Is he right? That's a dog. You ain't know that, Casey? That's okay. We'll do the next one. All right, here we go. Our next one, Georgette. What is that? Is that a dog?
That's a dog.
Okay, because the crowd is yelling yes. Okay. It's not a dog. You was wrong. It's all right. I know, right? All right, we got one more. We're going to get this one. Come on. All right, Avizla. Is that a dog? Yes, yes. Your girl says yes.
That's a dog.
You go on with that. On her. Yes! Way to go. Is that it? Yes? All right, give it up for KC. Thank you, buddy. All right. Bow, wow, wow, yippee, yo, yippee, bow, wow, yippee, yo, yippee, yay. Untied dog in a telematic
society. Ain't your average. Fans, this Fireflies pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Entering the game for the Fireflies, number 41, Eduardo Herrera. Leading off the bottom of the sixth inning for the Woodpeckers, the catcher, number 20, John Garcia.
Level game 2-2 in the home sixth inning. Downtown Fayetteville, game two of the series between the Woodpeckers and the Fireflies. John Garcia leads it off, and the first pitch home from new Columbia right-hander Eduardo Herrera falls into the zone for strike one. Woodpeckers had a 2-0 lead over the first two innings. Columbia evened it with a pair of unearned runs against Swanson in the fifth. And now a ground ball shot off to the right. Squire shuffles off the line to retrieve it and underhands to Herrera, hustling over to the bag for a connection and a 3-1 put out. Garcia to 1-for-3 today. Leo Molina coming up. Frank Perez will get a chance in the inning as well. Eduardo Herrera comes in behind Ben Kuderna, who goes 5 innings, strikes out 6, and walks 3. Gives up the 2 earned runs, one in the first, one on a home run in the second from Roylen Machandi. And Herrera, the 23-year-old from Venezuela, taking over. And a swing at the first pitch, fouled off to the right. He is a hard-throwing right-hander. That pitch clocked at 96 miles an hour. So the Woodpeckers already were hitting some velocity with the 94-95 of Kuderna, and now Herrera just ramps it up a little bit more. Misses outside with a slider. And the count to 1-1 on Leo Molina. 0-for-2 tonight. He has reached out a fielder's choice and also struck out looking against the Columbia starter. And now the 1-1 leans out of the way of an inside pitch. 2 balls and 1 strike. Herrera is a 5'9" righty. So you have a 6'3" starter, and now that delivery point a little lower at 5'9". And there's a line drive lashed to the right side and out into right field. Leo Molina with some hard contact. He's gotten his season average above 200. That'll go down as his 28th hit of the year. And a one-out single to put the go-ahead runner on for the Woodpeckers and bring up Frank Perez.
97 coming in, 104 coming out for Molina. Great job going the other way with the pitch on the outer half.
Scorching. As Frank Perez steps up, 0-for-2, couple of strikeouts. And a first pitch fastball misses down and in. Eduardo Herrera this year is 4-0, 5.40 ERA. Flip-flop the numbers, 5.40. and 15 games on the season. Perez flies it out into right field, drifting to his left towards the line, circling behind Royer Leighton, and he's got it for the second out. That fly ball falling about 20 feet shy of the warning track. So Perez puts his first ball in play, but it falls to 0-3. Two outs, Molina at first, bottom of the sixth inning. We're tied 2-2, and Roylan Machandy, who provided the most recent of the Woodpeckers' runs, stepping up. At the bottom of the order, he's having a great day. 2-for-2, his first multi-hit game with the Woodpeckers. He's hit his first home run in the Carolina League. Pitch down to the dirt. And a snap throw up the first baseline, not in time to get Garcia. Machandy came in late to yesterday's game as a pinch runner. He tried to win the game on a ground ball in the infield, hustling home, but was thrown out. And today slotted into the lineup. And he crushed his first home run out into the left field bullpen. One of those where you knew it was gone before, pretty much right as it left the bat. And now he stays off a slider, low and outside. For Eduardo Herrera, he has thrown 23 and a third coming into tonight. Now at an even 24 innings, 34 strikeouts, 15 walks over that stretch. Opposing hitters batting 259 against him. Another low fastball at 96 miles an hour, and it is 2-0. Herrera made a brief appearance, just one game, two hitless, scoreless innings last year in the Carolina League. Also pitched a game in the ACL at the rookie ranks. Spinning a throw over, a mighty throw to first. Herrera's pickoff throw about as hard as his fastball, and it's 3-0 still on Machandy at the plate. Garcia, he's got some speed. He's the quickest of the Woodpeckers catchers. Second baseman Rodriguez towards the middle. Machandy taking the entire way, looks at a strike. And it goes to 3-1. Top of the lineup and Zach Cole standing on deck. Woodpeckers have gone scoreless over the last three at-bats. At the shoulders, Herrera kicks and fires. And he misses outside. That's ball four. Roylan Machandy gets aboard. Leo Molina will strut down to second base. Two on with two outs. And top of the lineup will get to step in. Zach Cole making his way into the left side.
We're starting to see the value of getting a great performance out of your nine-hitter in Machandy. We saw it a little bit when Jackson Loftus was down there hitting the nine spot, started to heat up before eventually moving up towards the top third of the order. It sets the stage for some of your power bats, especially Zach Cole, who leads the team in home runs and RBIs.
Yeah, those top-of-the-order guys, they like their RBI chances too. Zach Cole has driven in a team-high 34, swings at the first one, and off the end of the bat, it goes foul into the screen. Herrera, a former Arizona Diamondbacks farmhand. And the next pitch to Cole misses down and in. It is 1-1. Zach Cole today has tripled, scored a run, also walked and flied out to center. His triple in the first inning was his third of the year, and he's the first Woodpecker to record three triples on the season. One ball and one strike, and Cole swings and misses at a low fastball. That was clocked at 94 miles an hour. And pretty far out of the zone. Cole will want that swing back. 1-2. That was the one thing we were still able to keep Justin Williams involved in the Woodpeckers team leader categories, although he's been involved with Asheville now for about a month and a half since late April, but he was tied for the team lead with his two triples up until Cole's in the first inning. Now a pitch down in the dirt, bounces off to the left side of Hernandez, and both runners will advance. Leo Stanley Molina gets down to third, and Raylan Machandy trails to second.
Pretty sure those two triples came in back-to-back contests
too,
for Williams.
Yeah, I think you're right. In that opening series against the Fredericksburg Nationals.
Shot a couple of balls out in that right center field gap, and his legs did the rest.
A wild pitch gets the go-ahead run 90 feet away. A two-ball, two-strike count to Cole. The pitch is hit on a fly out into deep right, all the way towards the track, and a one-hopper off of the wall. Molina scores from third, and Machandy is in. Cole trying to go to third. He's in with another triple, his second of the game. And he has given the Woodpeckers their two-run lead right back. It is 4-2.
He's got to be one of the more electric players that Fayetteville has seen over the last couple of years. Just the speed, the power, the defense, everything. He gets a ball out in the gap, and you're more inclined to think he's going to go for three rather than two. He didn't slow down a bit when he rounded that second base bag. I'll have to go back and see the last time we've seen two triples in one game from a Woodpecker, but this huge one all of a sudden gives Fayetteville a two-run lead once again.
Here's Lofton, and a slider spins away, ball one. So a two-triple game, first Woodpecker to do that this season. Cole doubles his season total in four trips to the plate. He's driven in his 35th and 36th RBIs of the year. Lofton swings, pops this up. Out to shallow right. Rodriguez and Layton coming together. The right fielder Layton makes the catch and the inning is over. But not before Zach Cole strikes again. Second triple of the day. This one drives home Molina and Machandi. Two runs home. And the Woodpeckers have their two-run lead once again. 4-2 the score as we move to the final third of our game. Next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fans, the votes are in. Let's go down to T. Bright with the winner.
Hey, you ready? All right, let's do this. We're going to find out who our winner is, who you guys voted for. Giving you a reintroduction. What's going on, Rory? This is an Austrian Shepherd. Number two is Ava, a German Shepherd. Number three is Shikari, a Shiba Inu. And number four is Henny, a Stafford Shepherd. Did I get that right? A Staffordshire. There we go. All right, Henny. All right, who did you vote for? Who's going to get this nice bag of treats? Drum roll, please. And your winner is... Hey, Ava, congratulations. Dog number two, the German Shepherd, Ava, is our winner for today. Congratulations, Ava.
Mama, I like how you dance, the way you fit in them pants. Into the flow, take it low, girl, do it again. You know I love that. Now where them girls at? It's Diddy, Murphy, Lee, and Nelly, how you love that? Come on, we got another one, player. From New York to the dirty, how they loving it, player. Baby, you impressive, let's get to know each other, you the best of the best. And you gotta love it in the dress, it's the sexiest. I had to tell her she's a young Janet Jackson, live and living color. Look at mama, you're dead wrong for having them pants on. Capris color, so when you shake it, I see a thong. My pockets full of dough, shaking feathers to the moon.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Nick Swanson. Leading off the top of the seventh inning for the Fireflies, the second baseman, number 19, Lisandro Rodriguez.
A two-run triple by Zach Cole has the Woodpeckers back in front by two. 4-2 the score in the seventh, and with Lisandro Rodriguez at the plate, let's send it back over to Colin.
Thank you, Chappie. Swanson starts him off with a breaking ball. Didn't miss by much. 1-0 to the 0-for-1 Rodriguez, a walk and a strikeout thus far. Swanson came into the ball game with a two-run lead, lost it on two unearned runs, and Zach Cole gives it right back to him. Here's a called strike, 1-1. Cole, two triples in the ball game, first time that has been done in Woodpeckers franchise history in over 5 years. You have to go back to the Buies Creek Astros days. Foul ball, strike two. J.J. Matijevic, who spent some time with the big league club last year for the Astros, did it on May 22nd, 2018 on the road against the Winston-Salem Dash, the White Sox, now High A affiliate. Rodriguez digs back into the box. Swanson gets his sign and is 1-2. Waved at and missed. And Swanson picks up his seventh strikeout of the outing. Struck out the first six batters he faced, ran into some trouble after a couple of defensive miscues. Didn't get any punch outs in the sixth. He's back to striking batters out here in the seventh. One away, and up steps Eric Pena. First pitch, swung on and missed. Swanson, his season high was 8 back on April 21st, coincidentally enough, against the Columbia Fireflies. One and one the count. Just seems like every single strikeout game, a big one for the Woodpeckers this season, has come at the expense of Columbia, who still have taken 5 of 7 against Fayetteville this year. So despite the strong pitching performances, Columbia has still taken home more W's. Pena swings through a fastball, 1-2. A 21 strikeout game. It was Andrew Taylor with 11 punchouts in relief in that ball game. 1-2 sails in, crosses up Garcia a bit. Michael Knorr had 9 of his own. He has since been promoted to Asheville. He's actually on the mound tonight as the tourists, coincidentally enough, are in Winston-Salem. Crazy how all that is tied together. Curveball swung on and missed. Number 8 for Swanson. He ties a season high and has the second out. Third time that Pena has gone down on strikes. We have seen a dominant Nick Swanson over his last two outings. Quality start in Zebulon. And now this performance in relief tonight. First pitch fouled off by Salone.
These are all hitters, should say, that he took down in the fifth when he was on that stretch of 6 in a row. We got Rodriguez, Pena, Salone, and gets to face them all in order again in this inning.
Yeah, Salone was the one who ended up reaching base on the third strike that got away from Garcia, scored later in the inning on a 2-run single from Gene Ramirez. That has been all the offense so far for the Fireflies. Pitch number 50 from Swanson is fouled back. And even with all the strikeouts, oftentimes you'll see pitchers have their pitch count go high on them because of how many strikeouts they've had. Not so far the case for a guy like Swanson, who has a little bit more leeway as far as pitch count goes because of how many innings he has thrown in the Carolina League. Looking to strike out the side for a third time. The pitch sent in the air, shallow left center, jogging in Zach Cole. Instead, though, it is Roylon Machandi, the left fielder, who makes the catch, and that will be that in the seventh. Another 1-2-3 inning for Nick Swanson. He has been outstanding through 4 innings, 0 earned runs allowed. On to the seventh inning stretch at Segra Stadium. Fayetteville 4, Columbia 2 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fans, it's time for the seventh inning stretch. Get up on your feet and help us sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Sing a little louder, buy me some. I, so it's Root Packers. Sing it loud. At the old, atta boy, Packers, atta boy.
I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? But I've been for Cotton Eye Joe. I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
On the mound for the Fireflies, Eduardo Herrera. Leading off the bottom of the seventh inning for the Woodpeckers, the Fayetteville PWC power hitter of the game, the designated hitter.
Part of the order for Fayetteville, 3, 4, and 5. Narbe Cruz, who has 2 hits tonight, steps in and he swings at the first pitch and chops it foul off himself in the box. Eduardo Herrera back on the mound. He was in good shape to get out of the inning against Zach Cole. Had him down to a pair of strikes. But Cole ripped a ball in the gap and hustled out his second triple of the game. Drove in 2 runs and gave Fayetteville the 4-2 lead. Right back. Swing and a miss by Cruz. 2 for 3. an RBI single back in the first. He struck out swinging in the second and singled again in the fifth. The 0-2, breaking ball hit shallow center, jogging back Rodriguez. This ball falling quickly and it drops. Third hit of the ball game for Narve Cruz. A little bit of luck involved there, and he's aboard to begin the bottom of the seventh.
He'll take the three-hit night. Single is a single, and Rodriguez was running so hard out there from second base that Pena almost slowed up with the conviction that Rodriguez had. He wanted to avoid a collision. And that's probably the center fielder's ball to catch, but Pena was caught coming forward a little slow on it.
Fastball sails high from Herrera. 20 hits over the last 11 games for Narve Cruz. An outstanding stretch for the first year Woodpecker. 1-0 and below. Dodges that one up and in.
You know, for the longest time there in late May during that stretch against the Pelicans where the Woodpeckers struggled offensively, couldn't get much going in a sweep. They were looking for that guy to really step up, be the heart of their lineup. Cole's been that, and Narve Cruz has certainly been that now.
Below takes strike one. 16 multi-hit games for Cruz. That is his fifth game with at least three hits on the year. 2-1 and below. Can't get around on that fastball at 97. Ricardo's hit the ball pretty well tonight. Reached on a fielder's choice in the first and hit two balls pretty well out to center and right in his last two ABs. Stays alive with the fastball sent straight into the screen. Had an early game in the Carolina League. The Augusta Green Jackets and the Carolina Mudcats were in action this afternoon. Curveball just a bit high. Fills the count on below. And those Mudcats continue to just be in a mud slide at this point. Eight straight defeats, including six at the hands of Fayetteville. Payoff pitch, sails up and away. And below heads down to first base. A bloop single and a walk. Puts two on for the switch hitting Dari Lorenzo. And before he steps in, a trip to the mound for pitching coach John Habian. We have not seen many pitching coach visits throughout the first couple of games. That's a testament to how strong both teams have been on the mound. But this will be a quick conversation with Herrera. 6-5, though, the final. Augusta picking up that victory. And two more home runs given up by Carolina, who have given up nine over their last three games. Very tough stretch for Victor Estevez's bunch, who are just hanging on by a thread now as far as their hopes for the North Division title. The good news that they got, though, is Down East were defeated by Kannapolis tonight, 4-2. The Cannonballers took that game to improve to 31-27. Lynchburg Hillcats walked it off against the last place Charleston Riverdogs, 7-6 the final up in Virginia. So here is Lorenzo. He takes a first pitch on the inside half. One other game that has gone final, the first of a doubleheader between the Salem Red Sox and Delmarva Shorebirds up in Salem. Red Sox won by a score of 7-1. A changeup drops below the knees. Fredericksburg and Myrtle Beach currently scoreless in the sixth inning. Lorenzo taps it foul, one that I'm sure Fireflies fans are keeping a close eye on, with Columbia trailing the Pelicans by just one game in the chase for the South Division title. Second game well underway as well between the Shorebirds and the Red Sox. Delmarva owning a 3-1 edge on Salem. Herrera looks at second. Cruz leading off. There's a line drive, and it's past the shortstop, Vasquez, into left center field. Rivera going to wave in Cruz. Here comes the throw. It's cut off. Cruz dives in, and Dari Lorenzo adds to the Fayetteville lead with an RBI single. 5-2 Woodpeckers.
Really hard base running for Narve Cruz. taking the tank down to E on that one as he lost his helmet halfway down the third base line in an aggressive send by Ricky Rivera. Great opposite field for hitting for Dari Lorenzo. He's not going to hit mammoth home runs. That's not Dari's game. He just shoots line drives out into the shallow outfield with runners on. He gets the job done.
Three straight base runners for Fayetteville to begin the inning. One already in. And John Garcia will look to add to the three-run lead. He gets a slider down and away. We saw a similar response from Fayetteville on Wednesday after falling in heartbreaking fashion to Carolina last week. Fastball up and away. They saw a three-run lead vanish in the bottom of the ninth inning. Went on to lose in extras. Dropped yesterday's game in extra innings as well. But on the road at the Mudcats, they ended up coming back and winning six in a row as a fastball called a strike on Garcia. It was a doubleheader on that Wednesday. Fayetteville took both games. Have a chance to pull even in the series if they can hang on through the late innings tonight. This week against Columbia. Soft line drive into left center field. It falls. And a late stop there from below. There wasn't really a sign. Back to the bag. The ball comes out of the mid of the tag of the second baseman Rodriguez as Lorenzo took a wide turn at second but scampered back. A very late holdup though from Ricky Rivera. So late, Chappie, that he didn't even have time to throw up the stop sign. I think he just yelled at Ricardo to stop where he was. He did. It loads the bases. Still nobody out. And that has been enough for manager Tony Pena Jr. He wants a pitching change.
Yeah, over at third there, that was a yes, yes, yes. Oh, no, no. If Ricky Rivera got any closer to below, he would have been giving him a hug. He almost had to stop him in front of the third base bag. And it was such a hard turn to third. Dari Lorenzo almost got caught at second base. But everybody's safe, and Woodpeckers rolling here in the seventh.
So they'll be loaded for Leo's Danny Molina when we come back. A new right-hander entering the game for the Fireflies. We'll tell you about him right after this break on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Oh, woman, oh, treat me so mean. You're the meanest old woman that I've ever seen. I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. Me how and when the night falls.
This Fireflies pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Entering the game for the Fireflies, number 26, Nicholas Regalado.
Bases loaded, nobody out, bottom of the seventh, Fayetteville on top, 4-2, and Leo's Danny Molina at the plate facing right-hander Nicholas Regalado. First pitch to Leo, misses down and outside. Regalado, undrafted free agent, coming from the state of Florida, went to Florida Southwestern State College, 21 years of age, looking to get out of this jam. A swing and a miss. Evens things for Molina. This is just his second outing as a member of the Columbia Fireflies. His first, though, is a very good one. Six up, six down, struck out four batters. Looking for a way out here. Molina takes strike two. Ricardo below at third. Ari Lorenzo at second. John Garcia standing at first. One already in on the RBI single from Lorenzo. First four batters of the inning have reached base for the Woodpeckers. Regalado comes set. The 1-2. And Molina strikes out. It's a high fastball, 93, couldn't quite catch up to it. Much needed first out for Columbia. Up steps Frank Perez. Regalado, he was at Florida Southwestern State College, but he also pitched briefly at the University of Miami. Fastball misses inside. Saw eight games in the 2021 season. And up at Florida Southwestern State in Fort Myers. There's a called strike one. Perez not a fan of that call. Pitched last year in the Arizona Complex League with the Royals. Saw four games, just four innings. So took it one inning at a time. And Perez now down 1-2. He is attacking every hitter he's faced, much like he did in his first outing. The Peckers would love to break this one open. And time is called by Perez. 0 for 3 so far, a couple of strikeouts. Hit one pretty well his last time up. Landed on the warning track out and right. The pitch. And Perez chases after a slider down and away. And Nicholas Regalado has gotten two big strikeouts with the bases loaded. It'll be up to the man who has not been retired yet, Roilan Machandy, to try to cash in these runs.
Yeah, these are huge outs that Regalado's getting his dugout. These Fireflies have come back once from a two-run deficit, now down three. But if you can get out of this with just one run home and leave the bases loaded, that dugout's still going to feel like they have a chance.
Machandy chases after the slow breaking ball. It is first single-A home run in the bottom of the second. And ripped a single to left field in the fourth. Drew a walk, came around to score last inning on the Cole triple. Cole standing on deck. The 0-1. Chopper, tough play, rolling slowly to short. And Machandy's going to beat that one out. No throw from Vasquez. His third hit of the ball game, second RBI. He has reached four times. In the score from third below. Second run in the inning for Fayetteville, who is now on top 6-2. Sometimes it's just your night, and it has been for Roilan Machandy.
Well, you know, this is the type of stuff and the production that won the Woodpeckers six games on the road last week. It was guys like Luis Encarnacion chipping in big and coming up with 10 hits in a series. Now you have a guy like Roilan Machandy and his first opportunity to get into the starting lineup in the nine spot, driving in runs, scoring runs.
Regalado misses low, and not the guy you want to see at the plate now. The man with two triples already tonight, Zach Cole. Two RBIs, he's reached three times, and does have a grand slam this season. Came back in April in the seventh inning against the Fredericksburg Nationals. Here's the 1-0. Down and away, and Regalado, I'm sure, saw both of those triples, and he is treading carefully against the big lefty. The pitch, that fastball is over, 2-1. It's the most runs that Fayetteville has scored at home since their last home win. It was a 6-5 victory, May 13th, against Kannapolis. 2-1, down and away, nowhere to put him. Regalado's going to have to come right after Cole. Jackson Lofton waits on deck. He'd be the ninth batter of the inning. The 3-1. Just outside, and Cole has drawn a bases-loaded walk. Brings home another. Extra point is good for Fayetteville, 7-2. It'll be the third RBI for Cole. He has reached four times as well. And this is just what the doctor ordered for the Woodpeckers after a tough loss last night. Everyone firing on all cylinders, 1-9.
Yeah, now Regalado losing a little bit of the command. You know, he got those two strikeouts, soft roller on the infield, gets the contact you want, not the result. And see if Jackson Lofton, final batter to hit in the inning, can get involved.
And finally gets a swing and a miss there from Lofton, 0-3 with a walk thus far. And he gears up for a fastball but cannot catch up. Strike two. And Lofton will take a second to regroup. The inning started with a bloop single from Narbe Cruz. And now he is on deck hoping to get another chance. Regalado, a look at second, and delivers. And that's a called strike three, and Lofton knew it. Outside corner with a fastball, and the Woodpeckers leave him loaded, but not before they bring in three more runs, push their lead to five, on to the eighth inning. 7-2 Woodpeckers here at Segra Stadium.
Hutchins Law Firm has served its community's legal needs for over 42 years and have now expanded to cover the Carolinas. For all of your civil legal needs, Hutchins Law Firm can help. As a dedicated partner of the Woodpeckers over the last 5 years, Hutchins and the Woodpeckers would like to recognize the Hutchins Law Firm high-performance season ticket holder of the game, Harper Shackelford and Deb Bruton. All right, cool as a fan.
I'm not ashamed to say, I hope it always will stay this way. My hat is off, won't you stand up and take a bow?
Now it's time to get funky. To the right now, to the left. Take it back now, y'all. One hop this time, one hop this time. Right foot, two stumps. Left foot, two stumps. Slide to the left. Slide to the right. Crisscross. Crisscross. Cha-cha, real smooth. Let's go to work. To the left. Take it back now, y'all. Two hops this time. Two hops this time. Right foot, two stumps. Left foot, two stumps. Hands on your knees. Hands on your knees. Get funky with it. Oh, yeah. Come on. Cha-cha now, y'all. Turn it out.
Back on the turn mound for the Woodpeckers, Nick back, Swanson. Leading off the top of the eighth inning.
We're on to the eighth inning in downtown Fayetteville. Woodpeckers have pounced on Columbia the last couple of innings. 2-6, 3-7. Nick Swanson back on the mound for the eighth. A pitch clock violation has been called before we get going here. It is an 0-1 count. It's actually called on the batter. And the first pitch is fouled off by Royer Layton. And to take us through the conclusion on what has been an offensive explosion for Fayetteville tonight, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
All right, thanks, Colin. 7 runs, 12 hits. And Nick Swanson piling up the strikeouts as a check swing draws an appeal up the line. Tyler Hovick says that the leadoff man Layton did not go. 9-1-2. Swanson struck out two batters in the seventh, struck out three in the fifth, three in the fourth. And now a swing and a ball goes wild to the backstop. Garcia plays the carom, throws up the line and it hits the runner. Layton got plunked in the left leg, and they are going to call a base runner interference here on Layton. And that draws Tony Pena Jr., the manager, over from the third base coach's box.
Chappie, let me ask, I don't agree with that call at all. That throw kind of came towards Layton, who was running right along the line.
It didn't look like
he took any action to prevent Garcia from making that throw. I think Garcia just really pulled it a little bit to the wrong side of the bag, which it really isn't the runner's responsibility there. So I'm not quite sure about this one, but obviously a big break for Fayetteville.
Yeah, it didn't look like Layton deviated from his course in any way to try and get in the way of the throw or obstruct the ball. It was just a throw that met him really right along the chalk line. And he didn't throw his head over his shoulder or anything to see where the ball was. Oh, and now Pena's just been thrown out. It looked like he was walking away from Frank Jones, and at the last second, Frank Jones gave him the hook. And so now what was mostly a tempered argument will get a little more animated.
Upset, helmet aside, and I think he's got a reason to be upset. That's just a play where what do you expect the runner to do? He's just in his natural motion down there. Didn't like the explanation he got. Said one too many words, and that was enough for Frank Jones to send him to the showers.
It'll be the strikeout and a batter's runner's interference, a call that ultimately goes against Layton for the first out. Nick Swanson has now set a new season high with 9 strikeouts, and Ramirez flies the first pitch out into the left center field gap. Circling forward on it is Machandi. He's got it at the shoulder, and there's two gone quickly in the top of the 8th inning.
Well, now he'll always remember his 9th strikeout of this career performance we've seen after the controversy it caused there. But, man, yeah, Nick's been outstanding all game long. It's been great to see his development over the last several months, taking that big stride from year one to year two as far as full season, and we're really seeing him blossom.
First pitch is high to Omar Hernandez. A walk, a line out, and a single for Hernandez today, one of just 3 Columbia hits. And a changeup is in the zone for a strike, 1-1. Nick Swanson, couple strikes away from what would be double digits for the first time in his career, trying for 10. And he gets a swing and a miss on a pitch up high to Hernandez, 1-2.
It's only been done by a handful of guys in the Carolina League this year as well, including a couple of his teammates.
9 in the book. Can he get a 10th? His wine kick, 1-2 offer, is lifted out to left. Straight up for Machandi. Hardly has to move. He's got it, a 1-2-3 inning for Nick Swanson. And he has put up 5 today for the Woodpeckers with a season-high 9 strikeouts. What a day for Swanee as he struts off the mound and his club carrying a 5-run lead, 7-2, going to the home 8th when we come back on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Que esperaba mi deli. Me pusieron barrera y yo la vencí. Ese de lo bueno es que yo nací. Ya voy pa' ti. De los sitios pa' callados, de callados pa' yuma. Si se mesa cuidándome la espuma. La fama desde la cara ya te resta, no te suma. Con mucha inteligencia ya apretando.
Leading off for the Woodpeckers, number 3, Narve Crew.
Before the inning started, Frank Jones assessed a pitch clock violation to Nicholas Regalado. He was taking too long with his warm-up pitches, and Frank Jones had to step in front of the plate, shut down the warm-up session, and then he hit him with a pitch clock violation. So 1-1 on Narve Cruz. He checks his swing, appeal up the first base line. Cruz held it there, and Hovick agrees. So it is 2-1. Columbia manager Tony Pena has already been thrown out of this game for what was a pretty suspect runner's interference call up the first base line, where a wild third strike that got to the backstop was to Garcia. He threw up the line to try and complete the strikeout. It hit the runner, but it looked like Royer Leighton was up along the line. He didn't deviate from the path, and now Narbe Cruz swings at a breaking ball and goes down for out number one.
Yeah, I'm sure the Columbia dugout was just thrilled to find out about the pitch clock violation. Then also on that check swing, it certainly looked like Cruz went around, but obviously no harm done.
Ricardo Bello, the switch hitter from the left side, looks at the first pitch and flies it on the line out to left. Over to cut it off is Ramirez, and he quickly gets it back in. Ricardo Bello is into the hit column. He had been on twice already today with a fielder's choice and a walk, but now he's got a single, and it is the 13th hit tonight for the Woodpeckers lineup.
Closing on the season high, it was 15 earlier in the year. Likely only have this inning left to do it, but still really good to see them start to hit the ball well in this ballpark.
Only a couple of guys still looking for a base hit today. Dario Lorenzo has one. He drove in a run to make it 5-2 in the seventh with a single out into left. He's 1-for-3, a walk as well. Batting from the left side, he takes a fastball knee level at 93 from Regalado. 1-1. Woodpeckers have walked 5 times in this game. Along with their 13 hits, the 1-1 misses outside, a changeup. 2-1. You have just Jackson Lofton, who's been on with a walk but is 0-for-4, and Frank Perez, who's also 0-for-4, looking for hits. Middle infield double play depth. The 2-1 is swung on and missed. 92-mile-per-hour heater. The bullpen is not throwing out there for the Woodpeckers. There's a few guys mingling around, having some conversation, but looks like Nick Swanson maybe going back out there to try and complete 6 innings for a second straight outing. Now a ground ball pulled through the right side and added to shallow right. Leighton quickly picks it up, below down to second, and Dari Lorenzo has a multi-hit day. He's now 2-for-4. He's on for a third time. Great production out of the 5 spot today from the switch hitter, Dari Lorenzo.
And you talk about him being such a good contact hitter, and it shows as far as the games that he has had this year. He's been a guy that has really put together some solid outings at the plate so far with a handful of those. That's his 4th multi-hit game of the year.
At the shoulders, out of the stretch, Regalado spins a slider low and away. And the count to 1-0 on John Garcia. He's singled twice today. 1 in the 1st, 1 in the 7th. He is 2-for-4. With 2 on and 1 out, a 7-2 Fayetteville lead. And he takes a strike. 30th pitch for Regalado out of the bullpen. Levels the count at 1-1. Ben Kuderna, the starter, went 5. Eduardo Herrera went 1 inning, gave up 3 earned. And Regalado been pitching since midway in the 7th. And he gets another strike in there to Garcia on a fastball. 1-2. And Columbia needs every win they can get right now, fighting for a first-place spot in the Carolina League South Division. The 1-2 down in the dirt. And Garcia watches to even the count, 2-2. Myrtle Beach had a brief delay to their game today, but after the rain cleared out, they have been cruising along. They're in the bottom of the 7th inning. Myrtle Beach with a 1-0 lead over the 500 Fredericksburg Nationals. Columbia trailing by 1 game currently in the division. 2-2 pitch, and Garcia spins out of the way of a inside breaking ball, 3-2. We haven't touched on it yet, but this week, the way it's starting is really mirroring what happened to the Woodpeckers last week on the road in Zebulon when they lost that extra inning game after leading 6-3 in the 9th, having the Mudcats come back. Payoff pitch on the ground over to third. Charles picks up, stomps on third, throws across the diamond, and a one hopper is scooped by Squires to end the inning. A 5-3 double play to get us to the 9th. We'll complete those thoughts when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Stay tuned. Fayetteville on top, 7-2.
Fans celebrate Independence Day with USA Baseball right here at Segra Stadium. The USA Collegiate National Team will play the Chinese Taipei team in the 20th International Friendship Series at 6 p.m. Scan the QR code on the board to get your tickets today. For the Woodpeckers, Nick Swanson. Leading off the top of the ninth inning for the Fireflies, the shortstop, number two, Daniel Vasquez.
Nick Swanson returns to the mound for the Woodpeckers in the top of the ninth inning. Three outs to get. On top, 7-2, and he faces the right-handed batter Daniel Vasquez to begin the inning. And a first-pitch slider is called a ball on the inside. Only 60 pitches for Swanson over his five innings of work. He's trying to put up six innings for the second straight night. And a changeup called a strike. Looked a little low, but goes the way of Swanson. And it's 1-1. Swanson won't get the quality start to his tag today, but essentially doing what he did his last time around in Carolina when he started last week on the road, went six innings, gave up just one earned run. Today, the two unearned runs that crossed against him in the fifth. On that drop third strike, the throw, and then the two-run single by Gene Ramirez. 1-2, the kick and the offer. And a swing and a miss. Swanson has struck out 10. The first 10-strikeout performance in the career of Nick Swanson. What a show he is putting on tonight. The 16th strikeout for FanDuel pitching. Yesterday in 12 innings, 16 tonight. 36 strikeouts across 21 innings of baseball. What a rate the Woodpeckers pitching staff is racking up in this homestand. First pitch breaking ball in there to Brett Squires, and it is 0-1. Squires has struck out a couple of times and also doubled to right, swings and shoots this one foul off to the left, 0-2. And that right there, getting ahead of hitters, that has been the key for Swanson tonight. He has not fallen behind in many counts at all, and he has not walked a batter. Squires behind 0-2, and here's the wind kick and the pitch home. Swinging a ground ball, pulled out to second. Shuffling to his left, Lorenzo. He scoops, throws to first. Two gone. And Swanson at this stage has now retired 9 in a row. Final chance for the Fireflies tonight comes down to Austin Charles. Charles with a couple of strikeouts and a ground out to second base. Change up off the plate outside, 1-0. First double-digit strikeout performance by a Woodpeckers pitcher since Nolan DeVos sat down 12 Down East Wood Ducks on the road during that trip to Kinston back in May. So Swanee now with 10, a career high. He's dropped his season ERA to 2.39. Ball's behind 2-0 to Charles. Next pitch is inside, almost clipped him. 3-0. See if Swanson can try and close his night without a walk. He has allowed just 3 base runners on 3 hits. One if you include an error. 3-0 pitch, number 70 of the night. It is a strike from Swanson as he tries to inch his way back in the count. 3-1. Franchise record 13 by Luis Garcia in 2019, so unlikely Swanson gets there tonight. 3-1 pitch, grounded out to the left side. Shuffling behind is Lofton. Lines up a throw over to first. It's a winner tonight for the Woodpeckers. They bounce back in a big way after 12 yesterday. They dominate tonight with a 7-2 victory. And Nick Swanson closes it out on the mound with 6 innings and 10 strikeouts. A career high for Swanee and a win well-deserved in this one. This series all level going to Thursday night. And the Woodpeckers have now won 7 of their last 8 ball games, extending from last week. High fives on the middle of the diamond, and that's something these Woodpeckers fans have been waiting to see. The last win at Segra Stadium came over a month ago, and they only won 1 game in May here at Segra Stadium, but this is a club that's coming together in June, winning ball games and making some noise at the back end of the first half schedule. And of course, for those Columbia Fireflies, they will scoreboard watch as the Myrtle Beach Pelicans currently lead by a run. And they're hoping the Fred Nats have some comeback in them, so they're no more than a game back with 7 to play in the first half schedule come Thursday night. Plenty of players worth talking to tonight. Colin Casey working down there at field level to get a hold of Zach Cole and also Nick Swanson. Swanson with a career high 10 Ks. Zach Cole, the first 3 triple game in Woodpeckers history. First guy to do it since J.J. Matijevic in 2018. And as Colin Casey gets set up down there at the field level, we will go ahead and send it down that direction where Colin is joined by Zach and Swanee.
Down to the field with Colin Casey.
Thank you so much, Ray, and the Woodpeckers bounce back in style on this Wednesday night here at Segra Stadium. 7-2 victory. They got it done on the mound. Nick Swanson, 10 strikeouts, setting a career high. 6 innings, no earned runs. Nick, had to be one of the most special nights of your career out there on the mound. What was going through your mind as you got those final outs?
Not much, just attack the zone and stuff wins.
You're coming off that big outing, 2 on the road in Carolina. You went 6 innings as well in that outing. That gave you kind of a bit of a boost coming back home into this relief appearance tonight?
Yeah, definitely. Hitters have been getting after it, you know, and gives me a lot of confidence to go up there and just pitch. So
Scott, I obviously got a lot of help tonight, too, from the man to my left. That's Zach Cole, who drove in a pair of runs, 2 triples. He's the first Woodpecker in over 5 years to have 2 triples in 1 game. Zach, I'm sure it took a while to catch your breath after that second one, but a couple of big swings and, of course, the 2-run triple that ended up bringing home the winning runs. Just got your pitch there. What was going through your mind as well?
If I get to third base, maybe Kevin won't make me run tomorrow.
Well, Casey Ford sneaks up behind and gets Nick Swanson there. I got a little bit of collateral damage on that end. But, man, what a victory it was for Fayetteville tonight. Zach Cole, the 2 triples. 10 strikeouts for Nick Swanson and a bit of a water shower to go along with it. Hey, Chappie, not a bad night here at Segra Stadium. Let's send it back up to you.
Absolutely, Colin, not bad at all. And a special thanks to Nick Swanson, Zach Cole, chatting down there on the field after a couple of career nights tonight. As you heard Colin mention, Nick Swanson with 10 strikeouts. First Woodpeckers pitcher to shut down multi-digit batters, double-digit hitters, since Nolan DeVos was able to do it in Kinston on the road. And now you got to see it at home. Meanwhile, Zach Cole, as you mentioned, first guy in over 5 years. During the Woodpeckers portion of history, going back to 2019 history of this ballpark, we've never seen a player with two triples in a game. You have to go back to 2018 with J.J. Mattejevic, who's now a big leaguer with the Buies Creek Astros, to find the last multi-triple game for a Houston Astros minor leaguer. So congratulations to Nick. Congratulations to Zach. How about Roylen Machandy as well? He deserves a shout-out. 3-for-3 tonight. He hits his first Carolina League home run as well in those early innings that put the Woodpeckers up 2-0. 16 more strikeouts tonight for the Woodpeckers pitching staff. That's quickly becoming one of the stories of this homestand. 20 last night over 12 innings, the 16 tonight. How about 36 strikeouts over 21 innings altogether? Quite the rate right now that the Woodpeckers are racking up. So this series is all level 1-1 going into a game 3 tomorrow. Of course, these Columbia Fireflies, every game matters. They're still fighting for the top spot in the Carolina League South Division to try and win a first-half title. The first half will come to a close 7 games from now, next Thursday, when the Woodpeckers are on the road June 22nd. So the Woodpeckers, they win tonight, even up this series at a game apiece. And tomorrow, they'll turn to the left-hander Trey Dombrowski, who's 1-5 with a 4.10 ERA. And tomorrow, the Fireflies are expected to have one of their first-round draft picks, lefty Frank Mozzicato, on the mound. He set a franchise record, striking out 12 Woodpeckers hitters the last time he was out on the mound. So dominating stuff from him. We'll see if the Woodpeckers can solve him the second time around here at home, coming off a big offensive night. Look forward to having you out of the ballpark tomorrow. Thirsty Thursday. We got drink specials around the ballpark, and come on out and enjoy those. Should be another warm day out at the park, and we'll have the action for you on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and MILB.TV. Thanks again for being with us, everybody. Again, tonight, Woodpeckers win 7-2 the final. They've won 7 of their last 8 games. The Peckers are hot right now, as they say. We hope to see you out at the ballpark rooting them on again tomorrow with this series all tied. So long, everybody. Drive home safely, and we'll talk to you tomorrow from the booth.
Time again, while I'm sipping on this gin, Al Davis said it best, just win, baby, win.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.